All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some technical difficulties with the song, so we are just starting this shit off.
Theme song list today. Sorry, Travis wanted to hear the Bushman's rendition, but yeah, technical difficulties.
Not going to happen today. Well, welcome to the Danish and O'Neill podcast, the one that will, this is a show that will alter your mind, make you grow as a person, make you become more... More emotionally fulfilled.
More well-rounded.
Well,
it's weird to start without a theme song.
You feel, it's thrown us for a loop.
You feel like there's an energy dump. There's no energy.
That's fine. We'll bring it fucking back.
The theme song shoots you out of the cannon. I got in my head like I was just had the theme song going.
Oh, you mean it gets you pumped up?
Yeah, it just gets you ready to go.
I literally am listening to the theme song in on my iPod while it's playing on that the whole time. And then I rip my earbuds out, and I fucking put on the headphones for this show, and I'm ready to roll.
Big big fights last night.
Yep.
I want to say it was Ryan asked me who I liked in the Jones fight. I told him hard to bet against Jones.
I basically lost all of them but the Jones pick. I picked Robbie Lawler, my favorite fighter of all time. He had a very controversial stoppage. Didn't like it, but... I'll give him this. Class act. He didn't. He was mad at Herb Dean for like a second. Then he went over, apologized, and fucking hugged him.
Yeah. And those two guys, they've been known to go out clubbing. You got to check out this Johnny.
Herb Dean and Robbie Lawler.
This Johnny Walker guy. Did you see that fight on the undercard? Yeah. That guy is a fucking monster.
6'6".
205.
Six fucking. He's a guy.
Hurt his shoulder doing the worm post fight.
He also
dislocated, I think.
I know. I saw it. He has a great attitude. I hope that he goes up.
He's real zany, real wacky.
I love it. I hope he goes up. I give him a few more fights and then give him Jones.
That knee was, he got heavy hands.
Dude,
good kicks, good everything.
He's long as fuck.
Oh, he's a big fucking guy.
I wonder what his, I didn't see what his reach was.
Yeah.
Did they wear near Jones's?
I want to say, what's Jones's?
84?
I want to say his was like 82.5 maybe.
Whoa, that's close. That's all you need. Other guys, I mean.
Could be wrong, but I thought it was up around.
Other guys are like 7 to 10 inches off Jones's reach.
Yeah, he is some long.
He's a long motherfucker.
Long-limbed.
And Mickey Gall, friend of the show. He had a rough night, but.
I chalk that up to going on Skeptic Tank.
I agree. I think Ari used some of his voodoo.
And then I saw Ari Judo. I saw Ari's tweet. I was like, oh, it's hard to root for Mickey Gall because he has a habit of raping people's dogs in the ass. Like, what kind of promotion is that?
It's classic Shafir promotion.
It's like, I'm going to pro you, but I'm also going to do something that could hinder you.
Have you ever been pitched by the Shafir advertising agency?
Shafir, fuck Ari, PR?
Yeah. What is this? Ketchup? Yeah, well, this ketchup looks like the blood that comes out of my asshole. Probably tastes like it, too. Fuck you.
Don't go with fuck Jerry. Go with fuck Ari. It's the new New York...
Can you imagine if Ari had a fucking ad agency? That's what it would be. What is this, deodorant? Yeah, you're going to smell like a fucking pig? Same kind of pigs that people fuck that wear this?
He would go in there once like a day and just ream out every person on the staff, fire people, be real Steve Jobs.
He's a Howard Roark, dude.
He's a maniac.
He's
a madman.
Man, I felt bad for him because he's a super talented dude. He just didn't have it that night. People were coming down hard on him and fuck those people. Seriously. That's such people calling him fucking all kinds of names. Fuck you guys. He went out there. Guy had a huge weight cut. He was fucking, he got gassed. There's an adrenaline dump.
Wonder if it will go up at some point to 85.
I still think he can do 70. I just think, maybe he has to come in a little lighter.
Yeah.
Guy's super talented. Also, let's not take anything away from Diego. Diego's a fucking
he's been there
a goddamn veteran, man.
Guy was on The Ultimate Fighter almost like 20 years ago.
He's the only guy that's fought every year. He's fought the most consecutive years in a row. Since 05, he's fought at least every year.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
And so, I mean, I thought he had it, but at the same time, dude, I can relate. I know the feeling when you get in there and it's fucking, you know, sometimes your body's not with you 100%.
It's a newly heavily tatted Diego Sanchez. Got one behind his ear. He's got
I love his anti-aging thing that he's doing. He's like, what is outside interest for anti-aging? I was like, it might only work for your skin because I don't know if your brain is anti-aging.
His brain may be 60 right now.
Yeah,
especially the way he talks, a little slurry.
And then Woodley got fucking dominated. And
didn't see that fight.
And
first African champion in the UFC.
Yeah. Did you hear that Ben Askren calls him Marty?
Really?
Yeah, he calls him Marty Usman. Because he said when he wrestled, he went as Marty.
Really?
He said that's what he knows him as.
It was first, he went as Marty?
It's Kuma, what is it?
Kamaru?
But he goes by Marty, I guess.
Marty.
So he calls him Marty everywhere he goes.
Marty?
And people are like, that's disrespectful. He goes, dude, and then I looked it up and he does go by Marty.
Did he go to college in America?
He has no accent.
Is he from Nigeria or his relative's Nigerian?
Ben Askren claims that he's playing up the Nigerian angle as some sort of like a benefit to his persona.
Really?
I don't know. But well, I'd never heard him speak. I expected a dude with a Nigerian accent. Nothing. Just fucking American.
I know Marty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Bushman like to Marty.
There's that Dangerous Comedy on Netflix, Larry Charles documentary, and they do go to Liberia. And everybody talks like Bushman. Dude, these Bushman would be a fucking superstar. There's two guys on there that are huge stars in Liberia. They make zero money, but they're like the most famous comedians in Liberia.
You think Bush right now would be in the top five?
Dude, put it this way. Beach Cops in Liberia would be the number one show. The number one fucking show.
Why, they like crazy comedy?
Yeah, it's all like this, like it's farting and it's like stuff about, they do some real edgy shit though about like God doesn't want to come to Liberia and all this
Jesus.
Stuff. They do a lot of Ebola humor.
Bush needs to get over there.
Dude, remember he always pitches us on the Tonight Show in Liberia? I swear to God that this dude would be the fucking Johnny Carson of Liberia.
Bush should go back.
Bush will still be living the same way that he lives now, though, when he gets there, even with all that fame.
But I think he would love the fame. He would sign that contract. He would sacrifice
no money, but just fame?
Yeah, like I'll trade same living standard, just huge fame, and he would take it.
Man, we should talk to him about getting over there. Because it seems like you could become a star pretty quickly over there.
It'd be great if Bushman becomes like a movie star. Do they make movies there? I'm assuming.
Dude, they make... I was just watching a thing about the African movie market. They literally make movies for like
$80.
$80? They turn out like 100,000 movies a year or something.
What?
Dude, I'm telling you, they're making movies over there. On a whim. It's just fucking let's
Bushman
go.
Bushman goes to London.
Dude, think about it. I think what you're thinking is that like this is, they're using high def cameras and
what
all
are
this
using?
Stuff.
Phones?
Dude, yeah. They're shooting and they're just doing one. I watched a thing with, they had a casting agency and it's just casting whoever's nearby. So
Bush,
they're just churning out movies.
He's got to go back.
He would be not only the Spielberg, because he would be able, he has some filming experience. So he could direct. He would be the Spielberg, the Johnny Carson, and he would be the Bill Burr of Liberia.
And the Johnny Cash. He could do singing.
Because
he is a musician.
Yeah.
He's a four tool.
We should have a conference call with him.
We should do a documentary where the Bush goes back to Liberia.
Do you really want to deal that?
To become a star.
You really want to deal with
that? Oh, it'd be constant headaches. I can't, even though just like flying there with the Bush would be a huge headache.
Yeah, I think Bushman could just call up a television station and they would be like, all right, yeah.
It would be a huge welcome party, like at the airport, like the president of Liberia would greet him.
I think it would, because here you have a guy who he's been on American television. But, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know. These guys are just on the internet. I think people are just watching these two guys on their phones in Liberia.
Do they just do comedy in like an office? Like on a, like.
No, they're office. Dude, they're just like out in the field.
Doing stand up like outside?
No, they're like do skits and stuff.
But like, what about stand up?
They don't do stand up.
There's no stand up.
Stand up's not really that big.
The fuck? Ari's going to Liberia doing Liberian swing.
Doing the Jew tour in Liberia?
Come see me.
I just got beheaded.
If any of the Fambulas, the 50 siblings are in town.
Bush, if you have any hot sisters.
Yeah, of course I have a sister for you, Ari. Come on.
By the way, speaking of Beach Cops, somebody wrote a review on Beach Cops. I think this really sums it up.
Yeah.
He said, after listening to one of the episodes of Beach Cops, it felt like a semi just drove through his brain.
Yeah.
And so if you want to also experience that, folks, please, please subscribe to Beach Cops on Patreon.
Check it out. Is it for everyone who listens to this? Probably not.
But how will you know if you don't?
That's true. But is it, or some of you going to love it? Yes.
I'm going to say a lot of you are going to love it.
I'm going to say a good majority.
I'm going to say the people that have subscribed to it, there are people, multiple people have said, I almost crashed my car because I couldn't control my laughter.
Some people say it's ruined other podcasts for them because it's just it's avant-garde. It's crazy. You don't know where it's headed next.
There are a husband and wife who said it may have ruined their relationship because they can't stop listening to it and they just laugh and they're not having sex anymore.
Yeah. So check it out. See what people are talking about. Give it a shot. You never know if you like it or not until you hear it yourself.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys didn't lose any money on those UFC fights by using BetDSI.
I saw, yeah, the fella, I think his name was Ryan, who hit me up, was betting on Zabit, who did win.
That was a good call.
They should call him Zabitlejuice.
Zabit, okay.
As his fight
They
name.
Should call him Z-Wife Beater.
That could be too. But chop on BetDSI and use DO101. Get March Madness is coming up. You got AEF football, whatever it's called. AAF, I think.
Yeah. And don't forget, get on there now so you can get ready for next year's award season.
NBA games are still going on. NBA playoffs are coming up around the corner. You can bet on will the Lakers make the playoffs, I'm sure.
Yeah. The Bachelor, I don't know if the show's still on.
Yeah.
It's probably got some shit going on.
Yeah, you can bet on all sorts of stuff. If sports isn't your bag, there's other things, but it's always sports, always MMA going. And you never know. You can hit us up on Twitter at Danish and O'Neill and can say who you think's going to win.
I'm glad that I was going to chime in on that. I'm glad I didn't because I picked Mickey Gall. I picked Robbie Lawler. I picked Tyrone Woodley. And I picked John Jones.
You could say, hey, you could tell them your record.
Here
say,
it is. And don't bet on anything.
You may want to bet against me.
But yeah, also, again, fucking leave Mickey Gall alone. The guy fucking, people are like, he fucking trained his ass off. He had a bad day, man.
There's no reason to shit on really any pro athletes. Like, what's the point?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Online. They probably don't read it. If they do, even then.
Some, like, I think, do.
Some sure do, but it's like, what's the point? It's like, you're not doing anything.
Still friend of the show. So.
Yeah. Andy's friends with Felony Bennett.
Yeah, it's true. Felony. I forgot that. I was going to call him Crazy Horse. Good thing you stopped me because I get my ass kicked.
Dude, if he listens to this on an off chance, he'll kill us.
I got to talk about Behind the Curve.
Wait, then my computer's fired up.
Oh, This has been 40 minutes.
This has been pre-show talk. Let's play the theme song.
it's a new series.
Hold on. It's going to take a minute, though, to... It's going to take a minute to configure.
Okay, after that, we got to talk. Because somebody on Twitter recommended this Flat Earth documentary.
I saw that.
Boy,
I didn't see the documentary. I saw the guy on Twitter say, you need to see this.
Boy, am I glad that he did, because it is a doozy.
Netflix, you could spend a lifetime just in their documentary section.
Yeah. This is Fry Festival-esque. I mean, not the same. You're not as invested, but these guys, man, it's a scene. It's a real fucking scene. That's
are people
for sure.
Like falling in love in the flat Earth movement?
Yeah, people are. People are getting it on.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, I like flat Earth. Two people I don't met. Like flat titties or flat asses.
This lady who's she got big old fake bombers, a lot of plastic surgery. She met a dude, and she kind of wants to date the dude, but the dude's like, he calls himself like the godfather of flat Earth. He's the guy. Claims he kind of brought the trend back, even though people have been calling the Earth flat for thousands of years. So he...
I don't really get the flat Earth. They think it just ends somewhere?
Yeah. It's the stupidest thing you could ever think
of.
Like,
that's the idea?
They try multiple experiments that fail.
Like, how come no one's been to the end of the Earth then? Or they say people have?
They think it's like a dome and it's fake. Well, no. they think that astronauts never went to outer space.
Okay.
They think that the one guy watched flight patterns all day, and he's like, if you'll notice, nobody ever goes over to this section of the Earth, and that proves that it's flat, because you can only fly across it. There's no way you could fly over here if it were oval. And then some lady goes, yeah, she pulls up her computer, looks at flight patterns. She goes, yeah, look at there's planes right here that are flagged there. This plane's over here. This guy spent one day studying it. It's the stupidest thing.
So you think
thing.
If he had taken 2 days, he probably would have mastered it?
Dude, these guys did an experiment with a laser because, and they, I think they did it like 3 miles apart. They shot a laser. And if the Earth was flat, then the laser obviously wouldn't, you know, shoot and hit the same spot. You know, it'd be certain degrees up. And of course it was. And they're like, oh yeah, I can't figure out why it's like that. Yeah, I can. You know why? Because the fucking Earth is round, you motherfucker. And then another guy did another experiment, and it failed miserably. And he said, he didn't say it to the camera, but he's talking to other guys like, oh yeah, if they came here looking for evidence, we'd be pretty fucked right now.
All right, let's get to the theme song. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Danish and Onia. I was Danish. I was O'Neill. So I can tell you how they both feel. It's a free podcast, so it's a fucking good deal. They are calling it Danish, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill.
Touch my dick.
All I can say is that that's Liberian Superstar written all over it.
Remember when we were, when he was there that night, we were like, it's a little slow, whatever, like this, trying to, he's like, I'm a musician. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then he did that rendition, which is like 8 beats too slow for the actual music.
It took him like 20 minutes to, he's studying
like,
the lyrics.
Wanted to do another take. It was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, Liberia, get ready, because that's what you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah, back to the flat earth.
Yeah, so these guys, this guy, basically, this guy fucking just loves the fame that he gets. He claims that some guy, he was at the airport, and some TSA agent saw his name and said, are you the real, whatever his fucking name is, it's not even worth promoting. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, he didn't even check my bag. He just handed it back to me. He goes, you can go.
Wow.
He said he was shocked that he met him. He said it's like Fight Club. He said people are now calling themselves this guy's name.
he
has a rival, though, a guy who claims that he started the flat earth movement.
Really?
Who, yeah, hates him.
They should have a flat earth off.
Dude, it's a great look at people on the fringe of society. By the way, none of these guys are like morons. They're just so desperate to put their stamp on something that they think will be some great accomplishment in the world.
Why? Like, what do they say? Who's preventing this from being proven? The government?
Yeah, it's like multiple governments gotten together.
So we know it's true, but it won't ever. Like, you won't be on the inside because they won't allow it.
Dude, you can't even get states to agree on shit.
No.
So you think there's multiple world governments going on?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't, like, just some random? Why wouldn't, like, Australia or England or anybody?
He says it's like the Truman Show. And by the way, they have these meetings at these places. Like they had a big convention.
So we just live in like a walled in dome?
Yeah. And so the Earth and the Sun are on like a stick basically and are moving around, and the stars don't exist.
Okay. So what are the stars?
It's just the paints, like they painted them up. Truman Show.
Interesting, interesting.
And they're shitting on science, and they're like, they don't even have any evidence. I was like, you guys don't have any fucking evidence. It is...
How many people identify as flat earthers, did they say?
Dude, the sad part is it's actually fucking growing.
Like a big pop? Like how I'm like...
They're speculating in the millions.
Wow. Which is crazy.
I know.
Just because, like, what about this pictures from space? It's all fake?
Yeah, all faked. They had an astronaut on there that you could tell the guy was fucking a little pissed.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
Dude, I've been there.
Yeah, he's like, I've been to the moon. You're like,
yeah, you haven't. Oh, and then they, this dude and this lady go to fucking NASA. And this is where it started to get real shitty because they're like shitting on everything in NASA. Jeez. They're like, oh, look at this. Oh, yeah. Look at a rocket that doesn't fly because you can't go to outer space. Look at the fake moon landing.
Why would you fake? Why, like, why is the protecting the Earth is round theory so that you would fake spending millions of dollars into an organization? Why would you
There's
buy
no
a,
answer to that.
Why would you buy a rocket that doesn't fly just to prevent people from knowing the Earth is flat? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Why? Also, if we snow it flat, why don't you just tell people it's flat? Like, how's that going to fucking change anything?
Did anyone, was there like a Leah Remini who used to be a flat earther and they got out of the movement and they're like, I was wrong?
No, because it's more fascinating watching these idiots.
Because they're just insane.
There's also a guy, he went to NASA and they have these things, like, it's basically kind of a video game where you lay down in a chair and there's a screen.
Yeah.
And so the guy was tapping the screen and it wouldn't work. And so then he reached over and tapped the neighboring screen. He's like, look at this. We're at NASA. It doesn't even work. And then he gets up and leaves. And then the camera pans down to a button on the console that says, hit button to start.
Jesus.
I was dying.
What a fucking idiot.
I was dying. He was literally shitting. He's like, this guy didn't go to, oh, look at this spacesuit that they made. Oh, God. Like, to prove, he's like, this is ridiculous. You're teaching kids this?
Did any of these people have kids? Were they like either teaching the flat earth theories?
These guys were fucking total losers.
Are there flat earth conventions that you can...
Yeah, this guy hosted one of the biggest ones.
Where are they? Like Howard Johnson?
It was
ballrooms?
In, where was it? It was in like Missouri or somewhere like that. They called it an international flat earth, which you can label anything international. Like some lady from Ireland flew in.
Do they have... instead of the globe, just like a flat.
Yeah, this guy builds models
he
of it.
Like
and
a
he
model,
sells them for
a flat,
like a shitload of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, I bet these flat earthers, if you can get them to buy.
Merch. There's all kinds of stuff.
Flat earth.
Yeah, so they have this whole convention. This guy made a motorcycle. He called it like the flat. I don't know. He had a name for it. It was something like the
flat earth mobile.
Whatever it was. It was actually an impressive thing that he built. But he wrote it right through the fucking lobby of the hotel.
Jesus, bad idiot! Dude. It's quite an entrance.
He's a fucking idiot. the sad thing is, none of these people were dumb. They were just they're just gone off the fucking rails,
or they're just misinformed on this one area. But you would think if they're this misinformed that they have other crazy theories.
Every one of them. Like gave a speech and it was like when I was a kid, everyone made fun of me. They were just looking for their own fringe group of weirdos that they could hang out with.
I think Eddie Bravo's a big flat earther.
He is. I heard him on Alex Jones. By the way, Alex Jones, I don't agree with anything that dude says, but he is one fucking fascinating, entertaining guy because he is insane.
I don't think I've ever seen that guy in a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. He was really dressing down.
Looked really odd.
Dude, I could not stop watching.
I didn't
watch. He would go off.
I saw it was trending, him on Rogan.
And then he would cry at times. I mean, it was pure entertainment. It was fast. Just like, he would go and then he would talk about like how he went into some fucking trance and he like went back 1,000 years and had a family and then they were slaughtered.
Aren't there aliens in San Francisco, according to him?
It's great.
Wasn't it 5 hours? Or
I didn't listen to the whole. I was watching all the clips, and I was like, "Dude, this guy. I get why he has the appeal. Even if you don't like him, you can listen to him and get some sheer entertainment value."
Need to get Bushman on Alex Jones.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. 1,000 years ago, I knew your family.
Yeah, I fucked your wife.
Oh yeah, she didn't ask the woman. Yeah.
so anyway, watch it. It's called Behind the Curve. It's definitely worth viewing.
Check it out.
I will say that some guys from. Some real scientists, because these guys had a meeting in Pasadena, and I'm sad that we didn't know about it.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gone.
And then they have like a game night nearby at another bar in Pasadena where it's all like the JPL engineers.
Barney's?
The Jet Propulsion Lab. And one guy did give like an impassioned speech like, these people are lost, and instead of ridiculing them,
we should.
Yeah, because he's like, this kind of thing does spread. And he did have a good point. Because he's like, this sort of thing spreads like a disease. Like, these idiots keep bringing in more fucking idiots.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no shortage of idiots on this planet. So I think anytime you can be like, hey, you want to
go against
hang
the grain.
Out with like-minded weirdos, like feel it, and then they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I was shunned in school. I blah, blah, blah.
And also just
some
the
of them may not even believe it. They just want to hang out.
Oh, I think that's absolutely.
They want to go to the convention. They want to ride a motorcycle through the lobby of a hotel in Missouri.
But even when you don't believe it and you keep participating, eventually your mind just becomes polluted with
it.
And you do believe it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I tweeted out. I thought people would get this was a joke.
Yeah, I laughed. I saw it, and I started laughing harder when people. And then I felt bad because people were giving like.
That was the same exact.
I felt really bad. But at first, I was like, oh, that's funny.
The same trajectory I went on because I thought that I tipped it enough without like stating that it was a joke. It's on Twitter. I said that we got a job writing on the new Netflix show, The Babysitter Club. And I said we were going to use our own life experiences, which I thought people would know was ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you know what that show is, people were wishing very heartfelt congratulations. People were hitting up Courtney to say this is so big for you guys.
I felt bad.
People were retweeting it. I was like, I don't know if they know it's a joke or not. Eleanor just was like, oh, I heard you got that job. And I go, no. I was like, did you see what it was? And she's like, yeah, I didn't really look at it. And I was like, yeah.
That's.
I said it's the Babysitter's Club, and she started dying laughing.
I thought it was funny, but then I did, because then I was like, oh, fuck. We do have something really cool to announce, now people are going to be like, fuck you. I felt like an idiot because I gave you my heartfelt fucking.
Well, I also, though, was like, in all reality, it's not that crazy that you, because there are people who get hired for shows like that who've done crazy stuff.
When I thought about at first I go, it's funny, and then I go, oh, it's totally do it.
Yeah,
like,
it's plausible.
Like we would turn down the Babysitter's Club if they offered it to us. Like, so, it's just writing. Writing's writing.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for your heartfelt emotions. And Buffalo Bill, I'm sorry I led you astray. Everybody, I'm sorry I led you astray, but it was just a joke, semantics. But hey, Babysitter's Club, if you're listening, we'd love to sit down and talk with you.
Not our first choice, but...
As of now, there's nothing official, but who knows? Never say never. I was just telling you before we got on air, got a season pass to the beautiful L.A. Zoo.
Yeah.
If you've ever been, it's gorgeous.
It's great.
Gorgeous over there.
You know, those animals are surprisingly quiet because I walk around there.
Dude, that lion is loud.
I walk in the hills all around there.
Inside the zoo,
you
can hear it all the time.
I know. It's crazy because even at night when I walk.
The lion's area is like 20 feet.
It's tiny. That whole fucking place is
sad. There's two lions in there. Dude, there are like some animals that are tiny. You're like, why does this thing have a huge... sprawling area.
Yeah.
Then the lions in this tiny fucking studio apartment. Two lions.
And the 40 chimps. I'll have to share a fucking
dude, the
area.
Chimps go insane. We were there once at feeding time at like 5 p.m.
What?
Or no, right before 5 p.m. They close at 5. And this chimp was fucking mule kicking this metal door.
Giving my fucking food?
As hard as it could. And really? It made the loud. Like, it was like scary. Like, this is scary. And it was going like, like, and they just pound it, like this metal door is
like,
going, boom,
give me
boom,
my
boom,
fucking
boom, boom,
food.
Yeah, and this woman's like, can't be doing a second, like from like behind this thing. Cause you're like, this thing would kill you if you're anywhere near it. So we're walking by the first, we've been twice. The first time we didn't go by the apes, we missed them. So this time we were like, oh, let's check out the apes.
Yeah, the gorillas.
Yeah, the gorillas. So we're there.
They didn't break the, did you ever see that video of that gorilla that charges the glass and it cracks?
No.
He runs at the glass, yeah,
the,
smashes
the
into
male
it,
is,
and it cracks.
The male, you're like, that's an insane creature.
Dude, there's a good YouTube video of two males in a small enclosure fighting. It looks like two fucking dudes brawling.
No,
it's
these
crazy.
Things are, yeah, you look at them, you're like, these things are scary.
It's crazy.
What Pete told me, because he's a zoo frequenter, he said, there's a rule, according to What Up Pete, that if a monkey's masturbating in front of you, you're legally allowed to masturbate as it is. I don't know if that's true.
Do you know what the law is called?
Pete's law? I don't know.
No, it's the touche law.
Really?
Yeah, touche, okay. Motherfucker.
So, yeah, according to What Up Pete, he told me
true?
I don't know if it's
even
true.
Even if kids are around.
He said to try it out.
So okay, is this an old law?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to Google it. I'm just going to try.
Is this all laws at zoo? Is this or just an LA zoo law?
I'll have to follow up with them on
that. I heard that if they're taking shits, you can take a shit right there too.
So we're at the gorilla area, and there's two areas that are glassed in, like you're saying, and then there's one area that's just free range.
Yeah.
And you're pretty close. And you're like,
I mean, it's a big moat.
Yeah, no, it's a big moat. They do the moat, so like they're not going to get across. But
one day those guys are going to figure out how to swim.
Yeah, build a bridge.
Come get you.
So we're sitting there.
Did you see the chimps that built a bridge?
No.
They ripped a tree branch and they built it. They got out. They're walking around this fucking zoo.
I always say to Courtney, what would you do if, like, because I was like, it wouldn't be that crazy if you looked up and there's like a monkey in a tree or something. I was like, I'd be scared.
Animals
to death.
Have escaped this fucking zoo.
Yeah, I'd be terrified. Or if like someone walked by you and they're like, you can tell something's going on. They're like, oh, you guys should get out of here. And you're like, oh,
like a fuck. Lion?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
No, I know.
So we're sitting there and the apes were like, most of them were like kind of deep in the area. They were all like together. And then there was one like right hanging like on the edge of the moat. And it was a female. There was only one fucking male in this one area and like three or four females. And Courtney's like, I don't trust this gorilla right there. And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? And then it like picked up, it had like shrubbery or something near it. And she's like, it's going to throw that. I'm like, what are you talking about? It fucking whipped them our heads.
Oh, really?
Nailed Courtney. I ducked. I had lightning
wait,
quick.
Wait, no, wait. It threw it out of the, over the moat?
Over the moat.
Hit her in the head?
Hit her in the,
that's
I don't
actually
know.
Pretty cool.
Dude, this
you
thing.
Hit in the head by the fucking.
I thought it was duty. I was terrified because I couldn't see what it was. And it just whipped it.
What was it?
I don't know if it whipped it underhand or sidearm, but it came fast.
Wait, dude, he threw a knuckleball?
It came fast and furious. And you could see the, like, I stop looking at me. I hate being here. Whipped it. I ducked. It was coming right at my face. I was ashamed later that I left baby Barb to fend for herself. Luckily, she was not hit by any debris. But you see something coming to your head, your reaction is to duck. And I think baby Barb was under, like, there was like a glass, you know?
Okay.
But so Courtney got hit with the debris and then in her ducking hit a sign behind her. And she's like, my head's dropping. I ducked the gorilla.
Were people around?
Yeah. Everyone was like screaming, but it came just at
people,
us too.
Were people laughing?
No, people were like, then it was odd. No one said anything after. Like, no one was like, oh, that was crazy. Everyone just like stopped and like. Some guy had like an elderly woman in a wheelchair, like wheeled her, like got her out of the firing squad line.
Dude, why don't they give it baseballs to throw at people?
So, yeah, it picked up grass.
It's sad. I mean, they're fucking pissed.
It picked up grass, but with like dirt clumps on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So it had like some weight to it. But I thought, I was worried it was duty with some grass mixed in, but unfortunately.
It's kind of cool you got hit in the head with a gorilla.
I ducked it. I beat that gorilla. Courtney took the incoming.
That's
told her I'm coming back with a tennis ball gun. I'm going to nail.
Dude, thing. It would be like a guy who's convicted of a crime he didn't commit, and then he was, and then also forced to have people sit there and laugh at him.
Yeah,
and taunt him.
Yeah, and this thing, but then it was like picking up sticks. And I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. This thing isn't done.
What, how they leave it? Give it a lot of access.
It's the moat's not that big. It's not that far away from you.
Dude, if that thing got out, what the fuck?
Oh, it would rip your head off. If it's whipping things at you,
would you throw another person at it?
I don't know if I would ever go into the open grazing. It's dangerous. It's scary.
Oh, I you mean where they're out in the wild?
I'm saying where just there's no glass protecting you from it. I'm going to the glass section from now on.
Oh, okay. Would you ever go do one of those?
Oh, no.
Fucking crazy.
Dude, those things are huge.
Yeah, they're fucking
and
crazy.
You're with the, all
like
you have
400
is that,
pounds.
All you have is that guy with the machete who's like, I'll try to chop its arm off if it comes
out. Or 800 pounds, whatever they're fucking.
Maybe more.
Yeah, those fucking
those things
guys.
Are pure power. You look at their heads. They're huge fucking heads.
And they're just beasts.
Even the monkeys are like shredded. Like if you look at their arms, they're
ripped.
Like jacked.
Did you ever see that monkey that was, you can type in ripped chimp. There's like a monkey whose hair all fell out. And he's fucking, he looks like a fucking jacked motherfucker.
Yeah, so we were victims of gorilla assault. I don't know if it's all the animal stories we've done. If it knew, it could tell from data.
I gotta go. It's sad. I always find it a sad place.
Oh, it is sad.
Especially the LA Zoo.
Kids love
sadder
it.
Sadder than the others.
I remember I was telling Courtney of a Byron Bowers, a very old bit, probably doesn't even do it anymore, I would guess, about going to the LA Zoo. He's like, man, that place is depressing, man. I saw a gorilla smoking a cigarette.
I remember that
dude,
bit.
Dude, it was like an open mic.
I remember that bit. That's when I remember that bit.
But it's true. And some of the animals, you're like, I don't even know where they went. There's nothing in here.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know if there's like another. The otters smell so bad.
Dude, the whole zoo smells terrible.
I don't know if it's fish that they feed them or if they just smell
it
bad.
It might be the LA River that's nearby.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible aromas.
It's
That's, some of those big birds are in tiny little fucking things. It's crazy. I was looking for P-22, looking for to get in there for some food.
Speaking of P-22, my dream is still alive.
Yeah, you're the number one cougar killer. Turned out to be not a hoax.
But he's not a hoax. He did it. It turned out to be a three-month-old kitten.
An exaggerator.
They literally, I don't think, he said he killed a mountain lion.
And then the initial report.
I don't know if it was his fault.
But isn't it turning into like the fish was 18 feet, now it's going down to like 14 feet. Now
they're calling
it
a kitten, by the way. Dude, I looked at the world's largest cat. World's largest cat's 40 fucking pounds. So you're telling me the world's largest house cat. I could kill the world's largest house cat easily.
So this is, if you haven't heard, this is MSN. A lot of people sent this to us. You told me about it as well.
It's all, and a million other publications, too.
Yeah, it's all over. So the final necropsy?
Yeah.
Report of the mountain lion killed by the Colorado trail runner Travis Kaufman. The estimated age of the lion is 3 to 4 months. So he basically killed an infant. He did kill an infant.
It was an orphaned kitten.
Yeah, it was performed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife Vets in Fort Collins. They identified the lion as a kitten. They said it weighed 24 pounds. They said the animal was heavily scavenged, and they estimated the animal's live weight was 35 to 40 pounds. Report listed the animal in fair condition with no diseases noted. Blah, 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 blah. The animal was scavenged post-death.
So the dream's still alive because... Yeah. I got to take on like a 100, 120 pounder.
As long as you go with an adult, I think you're good. This guy went for a...
I mean, he wasn't like he was out there hunting. It attacked him. This man's a baby. In his defense, it attacked
him. This man's a baby killer.
So he's... this guy's like from Vietnam.
They said that the
necropsy?
Yeah, the scavenging is reminiscent of feline predation. They think...
The others ate it.
They think it's his siblings may have come back, which is a known thing for lions, and ate it.
So...
They're like, hey, you got killed by some fucking runner.
I feel bad for this guy because... I don't think he was the one that blew the story out, right? Out of proportion.
This is shitty. Officials trapped two lions in that same area, and they believe it was the dead lion siblings. They were moved to a wildlife rehab facility.
I know, so that they can later release them in the wild.
But say someone comes into your apartment, they're like, "I'm going to release you back to Detroit." And you're like, "Hey, I didn't live in Detroit."
I know, it's a dick move. Yeah, you've marked your territory. You've got some ladies you're looking to fuck.
They didn't attack. They're like, hey, we had one bad sibling. That doesn't ruin the whole family.
Yeah, it would be literally if your brother got arrested for something and then they go, all right, we'll get all of you guys, get the fuck out of here.
He said, this guy says he feared the mother of the lion he killed would confront him. He says he's having...
Yeah, he said he didn't want to go hiking anymore.
Then don't go hiking. Go walk on a treadmill.
You think that these guys have vendettas? what do you think this is? Taken? The fucking mountain lion edition?
They said that officials initially thought this was a juvenile, but now people are saying infant.
I heard the term kitten thrown around.
Yeah, kitten. They said, but kitten could also just mean an immature lion. So if you're like into shitty jokes about like titties and dicks.
So there it is, folks. The dream's still alive.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't done anything. He killed a baby.
This guy's 5'10", 150.
Yeah. He had 110 to 115 pounds on the thing.
He should be ashamed of himself.
I know.
He should have nursed.
Now I'm almost wondering how did he get that many fucking cuts on himself?
He should have given it some milk.
Dude, it's literally like the average house cat's 10 pounds. I could beat the fuck out of a house cat.
Yeah, this guy should be in prison, though. He shouldn't be in prison, but he should definitely not be allowed to wear it or even brag about the story or even tell the story.
He should make it illegal for him to retell. I think he should. He's not allowed to tell it for 20 years.
And say every time it was a 2 month old.
And if he doesn't, 3 days in jail.
Or you tie him up and let real mountain lions ravage his body.
Or go back out there and get yourself a big boy.
Yeah, come to Griffith Park.
B-22s.
What if he came and he killed B-22? This guy's the lion killer. Well, could be.
Then I got to take my hat off to him.
If he went from he started though, it's actually not a bad idea. It's the training wheels of mountain lion killing. You start with a super young, small one, see what kind of fight they got, and then you move your way up.
I like where your head's at.
I mean,
with
you're starting with a heavyweight champion.
This guy's doing like some, that kitten fight was basically like a smoker. It was like a local gym fighting another local gym.
Yeah, just quick exhibition.
Yeah. I want to start at the top.
Yeah, you don't want no warm up for you.
Also, you're not going to be able to take it with the bare hands. You got to have a knife.
Yeah,
he did use my bash.
He had a rock.
No
he
stab.
Said but the
bash.
Rock did not was ineffective.
Can you imagine?
If you gouged the eye with a rock, I'm assuming it would
probably
do some major damage.
If you, I almost picture now just this like a slightly larger house cat just getting pummeled with a rock
and just scratching kinda him sad. Like weakly on the face.
Yeah.
And then him just stepping on it and the thing just like crying. It's like,
please don't.
It's simple.
I can see it just coming up and rubbing up against his leg.
And purring.
Yeah.
He had catnip
also,
in his pocket.
Why would a kitten want to attack such a fucking big thing?
He should have picked up like a stick with a little like thing on the end and done some cat toy stuff.
I heard the reason
or
that,
laser pointer.
I was just going to say the reason that he got attacked was he had a laser pointer.
He was just doing like shining it everywhere.
Or somebody was shining a laser pointer on him.
They were trying to shoot him with a high scope.
Yeah, and the cat was just chasing the laser pointer. He was actually an assassination attempt.
Yeah, so if you want to be the number one mountain lion killer in the United States, it's still the belt is vacant.
It's totally vacant.
Vacated belt. There's an interim champ.
There is no interim champ. That guy's not even an interim champ.
The UFC would appoint an interim champ for no reason.
That guy fought a child. I want to fight a man.
He's it's the pedophilia
of female.
If there's the pedophilia of killing.
Do you think I would get less credit of killing a adult female
versus
a male?
No, a lot of times the female lions are the more ferocious. They're the hunters.
Okay. Well, either way, I've only got one shot, and it's the male.
At the LA Zoo, I've never seen the female lion move at all. Just lays there. Maybe fake.
What if you found out 50% of the animals at the zoo were fake?
They're just robots. The male is constantly just like, get me out of here. He paces around. But the female doesn't move at all.
Dude, we're such assholes. Did you see that one lion in the zoo, the male, they tried to put a female in there for him to breed with, and he fucking killed her.
The lion?
Yeah, he fucking killed her. What are we doing?
That was Indianapolis, wasn't it? I think we talked about that.
Did we?
I think so.
It was recently.
Well, there was one in Indianapolis where the lion killed, or vice versa. One of them killed the other.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like we're such dicks.
Yeah, the gorillas get revenge on you. Be careful if you're looking at gorillas.
One of these times it is going to be Planet of the Apes.
Dude, if you threw a gun in there, I think they would figure it out and they would kill somebody or one of the other ones.
Dude, they speak sign language.
Dude, this thing whipped, the way it whipped that thing, I would want nothing to do with anything, anywhere near a gorilla in the wild.
Would you go with Coco, the sign language bear?
A great segue that heading right where I'm going next. I might, but I'd still be terrified. Because all Coco has to do is freak out, say it didn't like the way you smelled or a movement you did, the sound of your voice. Who knows? Dogs freak out on their own owners. You never know.
I was watching a YouTube thing about people that own exotic animals, and this lady had this fucking chimp that she dresses up in human clothes, and this interviewer came in.
Did it attack her? Because they always attack.
Dude, this interviewer was so fucking scared.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
This lady watches TV. She lays in bed with him. I think she fucks him.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I think she fucks him for sure.
You brought up Coco, a good friend of Coco, Mr. Rogers. I got to do my Mr. Rogers book review.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into it. Mr. Rogers, I did not know this. He grew up loaded.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Crazy wealth in the Mr. Rogers family.
How well? I saw the documentary. They said he was like...
So they traced his family tree, and I think they knew this as well, his family. Because this was an authorized... I always forget the fucking two. Which one's written not by you? Autobiography or biography?
Autobiography is written by you.
All right, so this is an authorized biography.
Okay.
So his, I think, great-grandmother... I want to say was on his mom's side was like a maid,
yeah,
for like a robber baron, like a tycoon type guy. He was married with kids. She fucks him. He leaves his family.
Oh, for her.
Starts the family. Leaves all the money to her.
Dude, great move. For
trickles
the maid.
Down to the Freddie Rogers' mom.
Oh wow!
All the way down to him.
Dude, best move, best maid move of all time.
Unreal. That beats Arnold Schwarzenegger's maid.
Dude, how hot was his great grandmother?
Oh, I don't know. Or just the tightest beef, whatever. She changed generations of life.
Dude,
multi generations.
Do you think she was like? Do you think she was thinking of her grandkids? Like she's like, I better today. If I'm gonna fuck, I'm fucking to win.
Hopefully, I mean, what if the guy was like 800 pounds? He's just like this huge
dude. No, I think she. I think she goes, I got one shot at this. I've got to fuck the shit out of this guy.
How pissed?
So hard.
His ancestors have a legit beef, or his wife.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I was the other.
They're like, where dude? The guy they said he was worth like some crazy. It was like 50 million then or something, like some crazy amount of money.
Fred Rogers?
No, like the tycoon guy was like.
It would also explain why Fred Rogers took a public access, or not public, but
and
public
shunned,
broadcasting shunned salary.
Profit. He shunned, yeah. They said,
and, but they in that documentary, they showed him on like a boat. They showed him he had like a summer home. I was like, how does he afford this?
So he was so rich. He grew up in Pittsburgh. His parents had him chauffeured to school.
Oh, really?
They were loaded. Although I'll give him this, they were very philanthropic, and his mom would like help out like underprivileged people in the area.
I'm sure.
And his old man owned a business on top of that.
That's probably where he got his public service. That
yeah.
He wanted.
Dude, he was, as I went through it, I was like, Sky, I've always had a kinship for Mr. Rogers. I went to the same college as him, and it was in there. But going through, I was like, I have a lot in common. Maybe that's why I was drawn to him. He was a fat kid, just like myself. He was called Fat Freddy.
Yeah.
And he was chased by bullies one day, and he ran into a neighbor's house, and they harbored him from these guys trying to whip his ass.
It's great because then he became, he got really into swimming.
Yeah, that was another thing.
That was his big thing.
He loves to swim.
He had a great body. Did they show you, have any shirtless photos?
Dude, he weighed.
The guy was a decent.
One of the craziest fun facts that I read about him in this book, 143 his whole adult life. He was 6 feet tall.
Dude, have you seen him?
Dude, he's 6 feet.
He had no shoulders.
He's 6 feet, 143.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, my brother is 6'3", 150.
It's impressive. And Mr. Rogers maintained it. They said he was a stickler about maintaining it.
Yeah, that's also called OCD.
Yes.
He would weigh himself every day, and he had to be 145.
143.
Or 143.
145, he'd kill himself.
Yeah, he's like, no, I got to go in the sauna.
He said, I had never heard this in my life. Makes a little bit of sense. He described himself as a 5 out of 10 sexually, meaning he found women attractive, he found men attractive. I don't know if he ever acted
Wait,
on it.
Wait, shut up.
They said that was a direct quote.
But here's the thing. He didn't like gay people.
Yeah, he was effeminate.
No, but he
was religious. He was a minister. I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, but you know, remember the black cop on there?
Yeah.
That guy was gay.
Yeah.
And he didn't agree with his lifestyle.
He was a minister.
Yeah. Do you think that he was fighting, trying to like...
I mean, he admitted it.
Do you think he was like one of the guys who's pray the gay away?
He admitted that he found guys attractive. I mean, if you hear the guy talk and look at him, he's very effeminate.
They did not put that in that documentary.
Yeah, so he's...
So he...
5 out of 10. Which I've never heard someone describe bisexual as 5 out of 10. It's an odd way to describe that.
I thought he was like 5 in the 10 as far as his performance in the bedroom.
I would give him like a 2 out of 10.
Dude, who knows, man?
Yeah, it could be.
He might have a fucking...
Could be pounding.
Yeah, he might have a giant cock and ready to fuck.
143 with a 10-inch dick. They wanted to have an NPR woman. Like for like a brief time, he left the Mr. Rogers show, and they were just showing reruns. And he got it in his head that he was going to do like a talk show show for adults. And so they went to this NPR woman who'd only ever done radio, and they wanted her to host it. And she was super flattered, but she's like, I've never done TV. It's just not my thing. I'm sorry, but no. He calls her, and I think she had like either a secretary or someone's like, you have a call. We think it's Mr. Rogers. So she picks up the phone. Instead of it being Mr. Rogers, it's a whole phone call with the character Daniel the Striped Tiger, his puppet, and he wouldn't fucking stop doing it. The whole phone call. And his kid said he would constantly do that at home, where if he wanted to discipline him, he would do that King Friday puppet character.
Yeah.
And he would like take on these different personas, which is bizarre.
The queen was based off his sister.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he would go and to speak to kids, and he would do the fucking voice.
Imagine getting a phone call and you're like, oh,
dude,
okay.
The way the show that he did. Like he was treating the adults like he was talking to the kids. Like he went to this pianist and the guy was playing. He's like, that's just great.
Oh, he speaks so slowly. He speaks very slowly.
They said he did not connect at all with the adults.
They said, book that he oftentimes like couldn't even understand adults emotionally because he was like so in tune to children. Some of the stuff that he was concerned about children, like not, like he did a thing about the drain and he wanted to make sure, he's like, we need to explain that the kids aren't going to go down the drain when the bathtub goes. Like, that can be very traumatic. And they're like, really? And he had to like, was like meticulous about things like that. Dude, like, they like drove people on the show crazy.
But I was scared that I'd get flushed down the toilet.
Well, Fred, you needed Fred Rogers to tell you that you'd be okay.
He also dealt with death and stuff.
That was like some of his favorite topics.
And they're like, you can't do that. And he's like, they're gonna be fine.
Michael Keaton, who I mentioned on a past episode, worked for the show. I think he was like in production, but he was also on the show as a character.
Yeah.
During the opening theme song, Mr. Rogers, he's doing like putting the shoes on, taking them on, that whole thing. And he goes over to the closet, and the stage manager, who had like long hair and had pierced ears, was standing in the closet completely naked.
Yeah.
And I guess Mr. Rogers was dying, really loved it. That he guy, may have been looking at him sexually.
Dude, that guy took a picture of was Mr. Rogers' camera once. He left his camera around. And so he took
of his dick?
No, he took a picture of his bare ass.
This guy's a real renegade.
And he left it on there. So Mr. Rogers doesn't say anything. He gets all developed. Like, months go by. Now it's Christmas time. Mr. Rogers giving everyone their presents, gives this guy this giant present. He opens up. It's a huge blown up photo of that guy's ass.
They said his humor. He was like known for a sharp wit.
I think our idea of sharp wit's a little different.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
But that guy was like a Teamster guy, the guy that did it.
By the way, in that day, I guess that day and age, it was probably more acceptable to be naked. Like, if you did that today on a set for a children's show, you'd be fucking killed.
You could have done it up until about 2 years ago.
That's true.
Then it would have been. But also, it wasn't like there was like children present when he did it.
No, but still, it's edgy, you know? It could go wrong, wrong.
He had a whole philosophy about why he changed his shoes. I can't remember on the show.
Yeah, I think it was in there. I forget, too. He was Freddie, daily swimmer. He went to this, I forget what it was. It was like a rec center or something in Pittsburgh. There was a time that was a men's only time. He loved swimming naked. He'd swim naked. It was all dudes.
Shut up.
And he would just swim fucking buck naked.
Seriously? What a weird fucking.
That goes to 5 out of 10. It's all dudes. They're like, let's get naked. Let's get crazy.
What a fucking. He did do stuff with like civil rights. Like when there was a civil rights issue. Black people couldn't swim in the pool at some place, and then
let's let him do it naked.
No, so then he had his feet in like a kiddie pool.
Oh, that was the cop.
And the cop came. Yeah,
he was like rubbing the guy's feet, and people thought it was crazy.
Yeah, and so I saw that in the documentary, and he had his feet, and I was like, in my head, I go, this cop's on duty, and now what if some fucking shit goes down?
He's barefoot.
This guy's barefoot with his feet in the fucking pool. This guy's not ready to do his job.
And he's got wet feet. He's going to be slipping around. Then he puts his socks on. He could get athlete's foot. He's not going to dry him properly.
That's why I didn't agree with what he did. And I said, this is a major problem. You're teaching kids, like, it's fine to be in a high-stress job and just fucking chill out, put your feet in the pool. I didn't like it.
They said the movie with Tom Hanks, where he's playing Mr. Rogers, is based. I didn't realize it was based on a real story. This dude wrote for Esquire, and he interviewed, like, everybody. And he like shit on everybody, but he met Mr. Rogers and like it was like the most glowing review like ever.
Wrote on other name people.
So yeah, but like he like just like would shit on everybody. Met Mr. Rogers and like loved him and like apparently like changed his life. And Mr. Rogers brings him to where he swims and he like gets buck naked in front of the guy and he's like, "You've already seen a lot more of me than most people."
It sounds like Mr. Rogers. Like, this was like his line to fuck.
It seemed like he enjoyed nudity. Bert Kreischer would have got along well with him already, too. This was crazy. He had two sons, and because their dad was such like a huge celebrity, they rebelled against him and had like rambunctious teen years. So he goes, they had like this big fucking mansion because they were so rich on top of his already successful job. They had a ton of family money. His family gave him a place in Nantucket.
Like, that's where they showed a bunch of family. But
the floor was like off, it was tilted. He would never get it fixed.
Why?
They said like because he had money, he almost liked living his life like he had no money. Like I think he drove like a fucking 20-year-old.
What a novelty.
He drove like a 20-year-old Honda Accord or something like that. Like he just like, I don't know. He like didn't like people thinking he had money, I guess. Yeah, but I mean, he did have money.
Yeah.
But so the wife like went in the basement. I guess it was all these different rooms, and they probably just never went. I don't think they went in there a lot. And she saw a light under a door. She's like, what the hell? I've never even been there. Open it up. The two sons are growing a ton of weed.
in a grow house?
In the basement.
In a grow house.
And Fred Rogers was irate. He's like, this is illegal. And he made him destroy
it. That would have ruined his fucking reputation.
Made him destroy it in the backyard. The wife thought it was like amusing because she's interviewed a lot in the book, but he was not having it.
Yeah, the wife's still fucking sharp as hell. She's in her 80s.
Yeah, she's up there. Yeah, because he died like, I want to say early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, 03, I think.
One of the sons went to my college just like the dad. Didn't tell anyone who his dad was. If father comes down for parents' weekend, they're all like, what the fuck? And he's like, you didn't tell me what your dad did. And he's like, I don't want to be.
The brothers were ornery guys.
Were they? I just read these interviews. So then there was this. Those are all the fun facts. Then there was this letter that really caught my eye. A fan wrote to Mr. Rogers. Dear Mr. Rogers, while putting my son to bed last night, he said, Mr. Rogers doesn't poop. I said that, of course you did. He denied it vehemently. I asked where his certainty came from, and he said, well, I've never seen him poop. I pointed out that there were lots of people he hadn't seen poop, and they all still did. He accepted that others, adults and kids, did, but denied it about you. I kissed him goodnight and left the room. 5 minutes later, I was summoned to his bedside. Daddy, I know Mr. Rogers doesn't poop. How, I asked, because I've seen his house, and he just has a closet, a living room, a kitchen, and a yard. Sincerely, Isaac's father. So Fred Rogers gets this letter. Is so distraught with
takes a picture of a big old pile of shit in his toilet and sends it to the kid.
That's where Ari got the shit blog idea from.
I was that boy who didn't believe the Mr. Rogers shit. Now I want to show everybody that you shit.
Ari's father's name could be Isaac.
Biblical name.
Dear Isaac, your father told me you had an interesting talk with him about whether I poop.
It's good. By the way, can we just, and we know it's poop, can we just change the poop to shit? I can't stand the word poop.
It's good that you and he were talking about that. I know it can be hard to understand that I do. I'm a real person, and one thing for certain is that all people shit. That is an important part of how our bodies work. Little by little, as you grow, you will learn more about how our bodies work. And it's good you're thinking about that now. He's like, these are great thoughts.
Yeah, you're going to be taking big shits. Trust me. You're going to take some real monster shits.
On some of our programs, I show the bathroom of my television house. It's off to the side of the kitchen. We don't often show the bathroom of our television set because that is not my real house. I think of it as my television house. That's the place where I stop by during my workday to have a television visit with my friends. When I'm at work, I use the bathroom in the building where we make our programs. It's such a bizarre. I took time to write a letter to a kid to be like, hey, I take big shits and you need to know it.
Dude, I would have just sent a Polaroid and been like, hey, take a look at this monster I took today. He's like, Daddy, Mr. Rogers not only shits, but he shits like a fucking elephant.
He was probably on laxatives to keep that weight down. Keep down at 143.
I think you might have had an eating disorder.
143 is to maintain your whole adult life.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't drinking a lot. I would say that. Beers.
Yeah, I don't think he was a big beer guy.
What if he was bulimic his whole life?
Dude, people said his breath smelled terrible.
And his hair was constantly falling out all over the set.
Yeah. And his cheeks were always chubby.
Chipmunked. So there you have it, Mr. Rogers. A lot of interesting facts that he may have been bisexual, but not
accurate
on it.
Did Richard Pryor ever have sex with him?
I don't know if he fucked Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor fucked Marlon Brando.
He was actually good friends with Bill Cosby. They mentioned his name in the book. Forget what.
Wait, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
And Bill Cosby?
But I don't think he knew what his lifestyle was.
Take off your pants, friend.
I got some Quaaludes and some women. You need to come over.
Okay.
You know who that kid who said he didn't poop? It was Brandon. Was the kid's name. Isaac Dassey. A.K.A. Peter.
Isaac Dassey. We named him after Isaac Hayes, the singer.
Mom, remember the episode where Mr. Rogers' fish died?
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon. What are you doing?
Will you be mine? Did you kill Teresa, Brandon?
Do you want to see my wang?
He swims naked. Imagine swimming in that club and you're like, the fucking Fred Rogers naked swimming. That's insane that there's a naked swim.
Hey, everybody.
What if a woman just comes in like, is like didn't get the memo that there was all men? She's like, what the fuck?
I think, dude, when it's men only sort of thing, they have their fucking, that spa that Ari goes to, they have a men only day. Trust me, they don't fucking make it friendly for women to go in there.
Is Ari just showing his dong around?
out your big old cock and let's do some fucking.
Okay.
Oh, Bill, you're crazy.
It's like a Tony Hinchcliffe impression.
It's not far off, to be honest.
Hey, I'm Fred Rogers.
What if they said Fred Rogers, even if he was like behind schedule to get to set, if he saw a child, he would stop.
They'd slap his ass and run.
Said it drove the producer. They'd be like, Fred, you got to go. And he would just sit there and talk for like 20 minutes.
I'm going to
talk. Said he once talked
to
a homeless
child.
Man for like 30 minutes. And they were like so behind schedule.
Was it the Bushman?
They're like, dude, you got to go. And he's like,
oh, yeah, me and Fred.
Oh, yeah, Fred Rajes.
Oh, hey,
Fred
Bushman.
Rodriguez. Oh, yeah, I swam with him. We're on a relay team.
Oh, hey, Bushman. How are you?
Have you seen my trolley? Have you ever seen the...
what do you think he ever put his dick in that trolley tunnel?
Have you ever seen the YouTube clip of him in front of like the Senate hearing?
Yeah.
It's become like...
They showed it on the documentary.
It's become like famous. And they were replaying it because Trump was trying to defund public access.
I think that documentary then really... like.
Really
he gave they said he was nervous.
Do you how good was the guy? Like, I think he was from Rhode Island. He was like a very Italian guy with a mustache. He's like, yeah, you know, what do you got, Fred? And he's like, hi, I'm Fred Rogers, and I'm talking about my program. He's like, okay, yeah. And then he like gives an impassioned speech. He's like, I've been in front of all these people this whole time. I get goosebumps until right now.
Hey, dude, it was a good speech.
And he's like, you just got yourself the $2 million. You just got yourself the $20 million. And he's like, can I tell you the lyrics to one of my songs? He's like, I would really love to hear it. Yeah. Do you see the clip of him singing to the kid in the wheelchair?
There was like 50 of those.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus.
Oh, the kid. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw it. They showed the clip of him coming out on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where he's singing, it's you. I like.
Yeah, that kid was a charismatic fucking kid.
Charismatic son of a bitch.
Yeah, that kid had a real star quality.
And Fred.
Legit, they fucking brought him out.
And Fred saying,
I was worried. I'm nervous when I saw that because I was like, is this kid gonna freak out? And the kid fucking nailed it.
Yeah, the kid. Yeah,
then
he died. Oh, he died?
I think I don't imagine he. Dude, did you see the condition he was
in? Oh, he was in tough
shape. I don't think that guy's like 80 years old right now.
Yeah, Fred was like, tell me about your wheelchair.
Yeah, he had that. He was showing him how to work it. He's like, that's great.
He loved Yo-Yo Ma. He would often have him on.
Yo-Yo Ma was heavily interviewed for the documentary.
He had his son on there.
Yeah, he had,
they had both Ma's.
Two Ma? One's just Yo?
Yeah, Yo Ma.
This is Yo-Yo, and then this is just Yo Ma. Yo Mama.
Yo Mama's his...
Yo-Yo Mama!
Yo Mama's his sister. Yolanda Ma.
Dude, that would be great. Cosby and Fred... What the fuck were they talking
Cosby,
about?
Cosby, back... You know, if you knew him at a certain time, you're like, this guy loves kids, too. You remember he did the picture pages, where you draw... Yeah. And he had Fat Albert. Dude, he was all about education.
I know, but he was still raping that whole time.
But he didn't, Fred.
I know, but he's hanging out at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, I guess Fred just was like, well, Bill, this is where we go our separate ways.
He used to take his pants off in the grotto with F.
He took a big old shit in the grotto. Everyone poops.
I pooped. And pooped in the grotto.
I pooped in your bathroom.
Oh, I was trying to take a poop on someone's chest, and it slipped into the pool.
He wrote, I think, every episode of Mr. Rogers himself.
I know. But also,
he would write it on fucking longhand on like notebook paper.
But when you look at it.
Some poor person had to do the fucking, had to transcribe everything.
And I'm not trying to this degrade as, but when you look at it, it's just, all right, let's do some trolley talk. Get your fucking hand puppet on. Let's do it.
He started the puppets as a youngster because he was lonely. He had bad asthma, so his mom would just lock him in his room and put on air conditioning, which was like unheard of at the time. And so he was just like lonely, and he would play with those puppets by himself.
I remember the fat Fred Freddy was a big thing.
Kept him down at 143.
Dude, it's like at some point, stop.
Just get some, start eating.
It's fucking.
I bet he turned down good food.
I get it, though. Dude, I lost 12 pounds in 12 days.
Jesus. Is that a new book?
It should be. It's my life of hunting P-22, 12 pounds in 12 days.
Speaking of losing 12 pounds in 12 days, a lot of people sent me this. Barb did, too. This is USA Today.
We should start a USA Tomorrow.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
Jeremy Taylor, 36. Now, I don't know if he's
David Taylor.
David Taylor. Oh, Jeremy is my cousin.
He's the third brother.
He's uncle's son. Man was stranded for 5 days with his dog when his car became stuck in Oregon's deep snow. only way he survived, eating Taco Bell or taco sauce packets and periodically starting his vehicle for warmth. Jesus. So Jeremy and his dog, Allie,
he couldn't kick his window out and climb out.
I don't know. He was found Friday by a snowmobiler on a Forest Service road near Sun River. Sun River, about 180 miles south of Portland. The sheriff's office said Jeremy and Allie were found to be in good condition but hungry after being stuck in the snow for 5 days.
I would have eaten
days.
That dog.
Yeah.
I would have eaten the fucking dog.
He could have been fucking it for warmth.
Yeah. Do you think that he was licking his asshole for nutrition?
Taylor told investigators his 2000 black Toyota 4Runner became stuck in the snow. It's not a good ad for a 4Runner. 2000, 18 years old. He woke the next day to even more snow and tried to walk out but was turned back. He posted thanks on Facebook to his rescuers and to Taco Bell. So thank you.
This guy sounds like he might have gone out there intentionally to get like a lifetime of Taco Bell food.
He said, thank you, everyone. I'm safe. My dog Allie is safe. I really appreciate all the help. Got lucky. Let's never do that again.
5 fucking days, dude. 5 fucking days. Dude, how bad
is that?
So I think
he was eating like the sauce, like the salsa.
How bad?
You would eat one sauce.
How much was in there, by the way?
Not a lot.
Dude, but I guess ask for extra sauce.
Always.
Because you never know when you might have to eat it for 5 days.
If you had to eat one sauce to maintain sustenance.
Like it has to come in the packets?
Yeah, what would you go with? Man. I think I'd go ketchup.
But there's like maybe Arby's horsey sauce.
What is that, like gravy? I think I'd go donkey sauce.
Do they make it in small packets?
From a Guy
Fieri.
What
about Long John Silver's?
A miniature Guy Fieri penis dispenser.
I would just go mayonnaise. Oh. It keeps the fat on.
That is true.
Are you going just for taste or for survival?
Well, I guess if you're in the snow, though, you could go. I mean, does anywhere have a honey package or no?
Do you think he was putting it on snow and then eating it? Just
was
to
he
get
giving
some
it
texture?
To the dog? Was he putting it on his tongue and giving it to the
dog?
Yeah,
put it on the tip of his dick. How many times did that dog stick his dick in there?
Where was he pissing? In the car?
Dude, by the way, that car smelled like shit. His farts from just eating Taco Bell.
Something tells
hot
me,
sauce.
Though, a guy who's traveling a lot with the dog, the car may already smell bad.
True.
But after 5 days of the dog shitting in the car,
can he get. He can get out of the car.
It sounded
the problem
like that.
Was like
yeah. He just couldn't move the car.
How far away from town was he? He better not have been like 2 miles.
Well, the Taco Bell was right next to where he was. Cell phone's dead. And they're like, sorry, we won't let you use our
every
phone.
Every day he would just go get more packets.
He's like,
run out.
I can't buy anything here, but do you have any more of those packets?
I don't know what would you use? Peanut butter packets, probably.
I don't know if they have them, though. You have to buy those, I think.
Oh, you're talking about what can you find at a store?
Yeah, I'm saying like fast food, like soy sauce, sweet and sour.
Soy sauce, you'd be so fucking thirsty.
Oh, you'd be salty. You'd be drinking that snow. Dude,
you'd be so bloated when they found you. You'd be fucking
like huge. When he left, he was 180. He's now 300 pounds.
All water weight.
He's huge.
I haven't pissed in 5 days.
Looks like Ray Liotta. What movie was it? Copland?
Oh, yeah.
Where he got bloated?
Fuck. That movie with him and Patrick... Jason Patrick. Narc.
Yeah, he got bloated. He admittedly was eating the soy sauce and retaining water weight to get fat for it. Which must have been so uncomfortable.
It'd be terrible.
Terrible for your cholesterol.
You could probably, get sriracha? Oh, you know what? Tapatio.
It'd keep you hot. Keep you warm.
Yeah, you'd be fucking spicy as fuck.
You'd be taking spicy shits. I don't even know if you would shit off sauce alone.
What else is there out there? Some sort of chunk. Could you go with a
steak sauce?
Could you go with a breakfast style? Like, could you go with packets
syrup?
Of jam?
Syrup. Yeah, jam.
How about butter? I would go butter.
Yeah, in the cold weather.
A bunch of fucking butter all day long. You'd be so fucking sick.
You'd give me the shits, I think. Definitely the dog.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd go sweet and sour sauce, Chinese food.
You're going to squeeze it in, the sweet and the sour?
Yeah, squeeze it right to the mouth. No, it's just the one thing. duck sauce.
Oh, because they have the really
separate?
Sweet, and then they have some other fucking...
What about Chinese food spicy mustard? Why did
It'd
he,
be tough.
Why did he have
I'd
so many Taco Bell?
I just do straight wasabi.
Oh.
Packets of wasabi.
Why did he have so many Taco Bell sauces
Dude,
in his car?
Like you said, he's in this car with this dog. Something tells me he has a lot of fucking shit in there that probably shouldn't be in there.
He may be a thief.
Dude, I don't know. Something to me sounds staged, and he might just be trying to get a Taco Bell endorsement.
You think he's faking it?
I think he thinks that Taco Bell's going to give him like 2 years free food, and he loves Taco Bell.
We'll see.
Because how many packets do he really have?
40? Four? I don't know.
How many packets would you need to sustain 5 days? I mean, you could live 5 days without eating.
I mean, unless you're going one packet a day. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much gas did he have where he was like, could turn the car on every now and then to get the heat going?
Dude, you can tell me you can't dig yourself out. Get the fuck out of here. You have 5 days to figure it out. Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe he was like trying to, I don't know, like fake his own death or something, and it went haywire.
There's more to this than there.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
It could be like the baby mountain lion.
Yeah, it's going to come out that he really had a buffet in there, and he was he just wanted to miss work.
His wife kicked him out because he caught him with the dog in a sexually compromising position.
Speaking of delicacies, Barb sent this. This is from Delish.com. There's a new craft beer in town. They're saying craft beers, the flavors are all over the map. You got Lucky Charms, IPA.
Wait, did you say Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
What is Lucky Charms?
Like the cereal?
Yeah, it's a beer now?
IPA beer, apparently.
Made with Lucky Charms?
I would guess.
What the fuck?
And so a Colorado-based, it's called Wincoop. And Iceland Steggy have both created their own testicle-flavored beer.
Whose testicles?
I think they're
like
animals.
Your own,
they're
or animals. Like a.
It's a guy named Stu who like works at a gym.
Ball, like Bull Balls.
I think Bull Balls.
Bull Balls actually would be a great name of a beer.
So
what do you want? Give me two Bull Balls.
So Wincoop Brewing, and they have a Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
Okay.
It started as an April Fool's.
By the way, terrible. I mean, why are you going with that old bit? Go with something with some real fucking steam behind
it. Testy's Ale.
Yeah. Like the Nut Sack.
IPA Sack Brew.
Yeah.
Or what else?
I'll take two Nut Sacks. I'll take two sweaty Nut Sacks.
This started as an April Fool's joke until people really started loving it. So they really made it, and then people were like, this is great. And then they're like, oh, we got to do
this. I love it. It tastes just like my nutsack.
They're like, well, we got to do this more. So now they have an annual limited release. They roast it with barley, 7 specialty grains. And then,
then everybody dips their nutsack in it.
And then there's Bull Balls, and the beer has a 7.2.
Well, that's fucking...
ABV and a nice, in quotes, meaty flavor. According to Best Products, the Denver Staple takes about 6 hours to brew, and who cares about how it's stored?
Why don't they call it Ball Bag Brewing?
Ball Bag Brewery. The family-run Icelandic brewery, Steggy, is also churning out their own unique and seasonal bottles. The all-natural, sugar-free beer, Hvaler, was created in 2002 in the town of, I won't even say that, it's only created with whale testicles, but it's also smoked in sheep excrement. So it's a whale testicle flavored, smoked in sheep shit.
Yeah, yeah. Give me two.
Each batch uses 15 to 18 pound testes. That's a huge ball. So they're not skimping.
Man, whale testicles, are those hard to come by?
They're easy to come by. It's tough to take a load from.
I saw a guy, a whale jumped out of a water. A guy was on a surfboard, went over him. He got hit with the whale's nutsack.
It's 15, 18, 15, it was 18 dragging. Pounds. Those balls are almost as much as the mountain lion that guy killed.
Some big fucking balls.
Each winter, the company brews the flavor for their Thori festival in January and February, where they apparently eat fermented shark, sour cured whale fat, ram's testicles.
Ooh, can you imagine?
Like their ancestors. Fucking
sour whale fat?
No, I cannot. Or the other thing.
The fermented shark I've heard is somebody, was it Gordon Ramsay? What or not?
No, I think on
Fear
Factor.
Jeremy,
what's his name on?
Yeah, it was Repulsive. I've heard
called?
It's one of the grossest things ever.
What's that show called with Jeremy
River
Wade?
Monsters.
Yeah, he ate it once. He was like gagging on the fucking grass.
Yeah.
Because he was like looking for the Loch Ness Monster in Iceland, and the guy gave it to him, and he was like, oh. And he went into the guy's shed, and he said it stunk. See it?
He's like, is that your wife's pussy? Or,
like, oh, no. I just have shark meat that's gone bad weeks ago hanging out.
Dude, what a weird.
How do you not have like animals attacking your place constantly?
Dude, it smells so bad. They're like, I'm not going in there.
That's what that guy's car smelled like after 5 days of him and his dog raw dogging each other.
I told Ari he should open up a micro jewelry.
That's not a bad idea.
And make
he should make the nutsack beer.
He's got 15, 18 pound balls.
Every batch has my nutsack dipped in it.
It's my nutsack, and then it's not sheep shit. It's sheep pussy.
It's a sheep pussy.
Everyone comes with a free sheep pussy.
And you get a marijuana grinder as well with my face on it.
So. We're like, no, it's a brewery.
It goes hand in hand. It's a brewery slash pharmacy.
I grind up a weed grinder into the beer.
Each one has three of my chest hairs in there.
And every fifth beer has a micro dose of mushrooms.
Comes in a corduroy can. Dude, my favorite pants.
If he was brewing beer and he dipped his balls in, all the beer would spill to the side. It would be beer displacement.
You're talking even in like a vat.
Yeah. Half the beer now is on the floor because my nutsack displaced it.
We need to figure out a better technique for me to do this. They just have Ari hanging over it like Mission Impossible. They dip his balls.
And then they dip it, and then you have women or men squeegeeing with their hands the rest of the beer that remains on his nutsack.
Squeezing it out of his under ball hair, like twisting it to get every last.
Yeah, pinching it out. Pinching the ball sack.
Really twist it? Come on. Don't be shy about it.
Ball sack beers.
There it is.
Why would this guy Rocky Mountain Oysters?
Does anyone live in Denver or the Colorado area? Have you ever had a ball sack beer, and how is it? Sounds horrible.
Yeah, I've had a.
I'm good. With
I've
it.
Been to Cocktoberfest where they had a bunch of cock beer,
dick beers.
Yeah,
cock dog in West Hollywood is the official. Food.
They should get. Why do they not have any of these fucking nutsack ales?
They just have a guy's balls and they pour beer down them like an ice luge.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it tastes just like his nutsack.
Oh, I want to look at the guy's eyes while they pour beer down his sack.
Man, we're running out of ideas.
Yeah. But we'll always get the ball sack into those ideas.
Well, I heard they're brewing another beer. It's called Jogger's Asshole Beer. Marathon Asshole.
They have Tit Sweat Ale, where it's women and men who've been running on a treadmill for hours.
Toe Jam Pilsner. What about it? You know what they should do is a toenail. Everyone comes with a floating toenail in it.
They have Dog Dick. Dog Dick IPA.
You got a Dog Dick Porter?
They have Steven Seagal Dog Dick Nipple Jam. Oof.
Man.
How many beers do you have to drink to be like, I'm going to try the one that's the testicle beer?
I mean,
you probably can't even taste it, to be honest.
Did they poll women to see if it was accurate?
What if it was meaty?
If it tasted like, I mean, sounds like you're just making a bad beer. Yeah. Sounds like it's just like, hey, we have a really terrible beer here. We're just going to name it something stupid.
It's
and then
made with garbage and...
shows you, dude, marketing. It's all fucking marketing.
Snow that's on the side of a city road.
Oh. Yeah, why don't they do like a snatch batch?
Homeless
like,
man.
Like pussy.
Homeless man armpit.
Why don't they do stinky pussy ale?
Someone would drink it. Someone sent me a thing. Women are using period blood for like moisturizer and some.
I saw a lady had it all smeared all over her face. Sounds super hygienic.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, look. Yes, the period, your period shouldn't be demonized, but at the same time, I don't think that it should be
used for everything.
Yeah. I don't think people should cook with it. I don't think people should wash their car with your period blood.
When I was at Howard Stern as an intern, this dude, like, everyone was allowed to go to the meetings, like the staff meetings, which was good. Good, like, if you're a low-ranking member of the staff, but bad, I think. Like, cause they're like, wait, what? Why are we letting everyone come to these?
Yeah.
One of these... This dude was an intern. He was fucking, he was fairly nice guy, but he was weird. He was a bit off, I think. I don't know. But he had this idea, and I'm pretty sure he pitched it in front of everyone. And his thing was he wanted to get a woman on the show to paint with her menstrual blood. Like, and everyone just looked at this guy like, even by these standards, like, that's not.
Do you think he was ahead of his time? Because I could see Stern doing that, later on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That day, no one was into
it. Kind of a great idea.
No one was into it.
Nobody was feeling it.
They were just like, yeah, next.
Then some guy's like, let's throw cold cuts on someone's asshole.
And I think it was a hard blow for him because I think he thought, like, the flat earthers, like, okay, this is where ideas that I have will be accepted. And then, like, even amongst,
that?
Yeah, even amongst this crowd.
He has to go to some fucking private radio show.
Yeah, I think he's just like.
For some degenerate billionaire that he does.
I think he felt deeply betrayed.
Dude, women are painting in their menstrual blood. I'm sure if you Googled it. I think he was ahead of his time because this was what, 2000?
Yeah, around there. Maybe they didn't like that it would be a bad radio bit, but they did have E at that time, so I don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't fly on E.
Maybe they didn't want to
give YouTube. If it were on YouTube, they would love it.
And then the next guy's like, what about a game show where if guys do bad? I think it was like.
You have to fart on your mom's face? Well, there was has to sit on your face?
But they had one where, like, if you did bad, it was either, like, your mom got naked in front of you or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I like the period blood angle.
Someone also sent me this woman, this journalist, did a thing where she was using her vaginal secretions.
Oh, God.
As she was trying to use it as, like, perfume to see if it would attract the men. It was like putting it on her wrist and like behind her ears on her neck. And she said it didn't work. Didn't work for her.
Guys aren't thrilled with it.
They're like, why does your.
It's fine.
Why does everything on your body smell like your pussy?
Like, who's got the bad pussy going on around here? Like, you better have a great smelling pussy.
They're like, whose neck stinks?
Yeah, you know what I've been doing is just I've been not showering and then sticking my fingers in my asshole and wiping it behind my ears.
What if she had like a coworker who was like dog died and they buried their head in her neck to cry and they're just like, oh.
They got an eye infection. They got pink eye.
Like, I have herpes now from crying into your neck.
Again, too much time, dude. Who's like, yeah, let me just wipe my pussy all over. Also,
did she think was going to happen? The dudes were just going to like be running down the streets to boner?
Dudes are already running down the streets to bone chicks.
That is true.
It's like what do you need this fucking added thing?
Yeah, it's like
unless something is terribly wrong with you, and even then,
you'll find
you're
somebody.
Still fine.
Go online if you're a woman and you're a like, willing participant. You can find almost anything. I guarantee it.
Guys are going to beat down the door, no matter what it is.
Guys, it's a lot harder. Because guys are competing with guys who will fuck anything.
Yeah.
But women won't fuck anything.
I did wipe another guy's ball sack around my neck
just
to see if I attract anything.
Was he an attractive guy or was he not?
He was an attractive guy. Because you know me, sexually, I'm 5 out of 10.
Imagine Mr. Rogers telling you that. Like, he confided in you. Like, wait, what?
Imagine going swimming with him.
I'm
and
a
then
5 out of 10.
He takes his shirt off. Then he takes pants off, he's got swimming trunks. They take the swimming trunks off.
Like, wait,
I would like to see his dong.
It'd be impressive.
Maybe.
I'm saying just to see it. Seen it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said it was like.
No, I'm just saying like it's an impressive feat of like I saw Mr. Rogers' dick.
I'm interested to know at 6'1", 143, there's no fat on that scrotum.
No.
That's all dick right there.
How does he swim with no shoulder blades? He's so light. He may have sunk because he was too light.
He was in good shape.
Wasn't buoyant. They said he swam with a sweater when he wasn't naked.
Yeah, that's how he drowned and died.
In the ocean. They said he used to, when he'd go to Nantucket, he would do ocean swims.
Yeah.
And he'd walk out like in a Speedo, like a long way to his place. And just every person was like talking to because they knew who he was. Like, Mr. Rogers.
Hey, how's it going,
hey,
Tony?
Guys. And he's just like in a Speedo. You're like, what
are you guys doing?
All sunken in. He's probably starving himself.
Oh, hey, child.
I weighed in at 144 today. Really bad day for me.
Looks like I'm going to have to throw up.
Mr. McFeely, his right-hand man, was also his manager.
Abby knows his son.
Mr. McFeely's son?
Yeah.
Fuck the mailman.
Yep.
They said he could have, he would refuse to prophetize. He would not sell. He would not market to children.
Merch.
No merch. And Sesame Street did. And they said they fucking raked.
Dude, Mr. Rogers, like dolls, Mr. Rogers sweaters.
Yeah, he wouldn't sell any of it.
Dude, my nephew wears this Blippi guy's shit.
Who's that?
He's like the new Mr. Rogers
Blippi?
Of YouTube.
Never
yeah.
heard of him. Let me look him up.
Dude, this guy is a genius. He spent a year figuring out just the name Blippi, because kids, when they start talking, they talk at the front of their mouth.
So we needed a title, a name that any, like a kid that just starts speaking can.
Oh, it's animated?
No. He's a real guy. He lives in like Las Vegas or something.
You have red hair?
I don't know. I don't know. He always wears the outfit.
There he is.
He has this outfit.
Suspenders, a bow tie, an orange and blue hat.
Yeah. My nephew's obsessed with him. And I guess my sister took him to go meet this guy at the mall. And they waited in line for like 2 hours. And then when he got there, the kid didn't, my nephew didn't say anything to him. He freaked out.
He was too nervous.
He was too nervous. But Blippi was cool to him, I guess. This guy's raking in the cash, dude. He has so many. He was a camera guy in L.A. And then he studied like psychology of children and stuff. And he goes, what colors will they be attracted to? What name will they be able to say when they first start talking? All of this shit is super hammered out, super researched.
He has dolls. I've never even heard of this guy.
Dude, I had neither until I found out this guy's a fucking monster.
Dude, he has shoes. He has toddler shoes that say Blippi. Yeah.
My nephew has his shoes. He's got his whole outfit.
I've never heard of this, but I mean, apparently.
He's got millions of subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not.
And merch.
I'm not showing this to Baby Barb.
He does tour. Yeah, don't do it. Otherwise, you're going to fucking be in a world of hurt.
You hear that song, that Baby Shark song that gets in your head? You ever heard that?
No, don't do it.
Oh, it was huge with kids.
No.
And Courtney, if I even sing, because it gets in your head.
I already had to listen to that Fox song, the Fox.
Oh, the Baby Sharks, even more. It's like no words to it. And it just gets stuck in your head. If you have kids and you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. The John Goings of the worlds. But Blippi, never heard of this fucking guy. His videos have millions of views.
He has millions of subscribers, yeah.
So it's just I'm assuming parents just started showing their kids.
Yeah, he's smart. He does high quality videos. You know, he knows what he's doing. He wasn't just like, this wasn't a guy who just started doing this. This is a guy who had like a serious business plan to start a company, and he did.
Out of the costume does not look like what you think he would look
like.
He's
a smoking hot lady.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
He's probably like a fucking.
Yeah.
He was a U.S. Air Force serviceman.
Yeah, and then he was a camera guy.
He did porno camera work.
Well, I don't know if you can say that because that's not true.
That's alleged. It's not
alleged.
It's an alleged lie.
It's allegedly definitely a lie.
Much like us working on the Babysitter's Club, it's not true.
Yeah, but part of me was like, dude, I shouldn't have been a child character.
It's not. There's a guy in Israel who's
Could you do that? I mean, you're just selling your soul then.
Oh,
I mean, this guy, this is what he wanted to do. For us, it's like last resort.
There's a guy in Israel who's like the Mr. Rogers of Israel. And I think he got caught, I want to say with blow. He got caught.
Oh, really?
Like it didn't derail his career, but it was just like.
I don't have a problem with a guy having a good time.
But he's like super high energy. So you're like, yeah, you maybe need a couple snorts.
Yeah.
My nephew met him and I think he may have gotten nervous too. Because it's like, it's crazy because you're meeting someone who you've only seen either on TV or on a computer, you know, it's like kind of shocking to the system.
I told my nephew that I'm good friends with Blippi.
What'd he say?
He wasn't really buying it, but I think I think I would get him on board with it. Maybe some of these are like long-term things you have to brainwash a child.
What if you have John Little go over in the Blippi outfit?
Hey, look a little different in person.
He's don't like, wear your seatbelt.
Just have him drive by or walk by from a far distance. Like, hey, it's me, Blippi. What's up, buddy?
Well, what's Blippi weigh? It's like he's, hey, don't worry about what I weigh, huh?
Yeah, Blippi's had some rough days.
Do your push-ups.
So you don't get tits like mine.
And he just starts screaming at the kid, chanting USA. Your nephew's like,
I'm going door to door to tell people to take down their smoke detectors.
I don't like Blippi anymore. He's crazy. Blippi's drinking a drink called whiskey that makes him insane. Some people want John Little not on the show if he's not drinking whiskey. They're like, unless he's drinking whiskey.
I think it's going to turn into a Bushman style situation, though.
He, John Candy, by the way, been dead 25 years. It's the anniversary.
Yeah. It's.
I thought it was just yesterday.
Yeah, I just found out about it yesterday.
Really?
That he was dead. I was like, John Candy hasn't been making anything in a while. What's he making a comeback?
Have you seen this Leaving Neverland? I haven't seen it yet.
No, it's on tonight. I was going to watch
it. Oh, it just debuted tonight?
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a doozy.
God, these viral videos are fucking just get stupider by the minute.
You mean what people love?
Like what they're doing.
Why? What's this? What are you talking about?
One is people throwing van shoes is going viral.
Jesus.
Another is throwing cheese at your like infant's face.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Was that a real thing?
Yeah, like some kid
did
it.
Seems terrible.
They're going to cry? Like, why would you throw something in a baby's face?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't think that was a real thing.
Dude, like tons of people doing it. They're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to go viral. It's like, yeah, you're also abusing a child.
Why would you throw anything at a baby?
It's ridiculous.
No matter what it is. Was it like Kraft Singles or something?
Yeah, it's like, why would you throw
Who
something?
Who sponsors it? Kraft?
I don't know.
Great Kraft commercial.
Yeah, so apparently throwing. I don't know. People are fucking idiots.
Dude, why don't you throw Vans at a baby?
If you
want to go super viral, you should literally throw Vans at a baby.
Well, I have a baby and I have Vans.
Let's do it.
So we have a, this is the Beach Cops reveal. We have a real doll.
And we're going to start raising this real doll.
I think coming this week, we'll have it, right?
I think so.
So we can throw cheese. We can throw shoes at it.
We can throw dildos.
Yeah, we can start all sorts of viral sensations. This could get us into some trouble, but we'll see.
What trouble? There's like no trouble
could
that
get us
be
in
had.
Big trouble with Little China. The real doll organization may come for
fuck
us.
The real doll. Dude, you know what? That we're getting that 17-inch dildo. We're getting that baby together. They're going to be best friends.
Play real doll baseball with a dildo?
Take the dildo for a walk around the neighborhood.
I can't wait to see Zach Lunch put on a baby Bjorn, carry this thing around.
First he has to birth it.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, you got to tune into Beach Cops. You're missing out on a lot.
Yeah, lots Zach Lunch is going to give birth to this baby in a fucking bathtub.
So far, he somehow hasn't agreed on it, but he's close.
He's got no choice.
He's close. He's very close.
It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
If not him, I think Andrew's second.
Can I please be last?
No one wants to see either me or you give birth to the baby.
No, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
We took a poll.
Yeah.
And it was.
They said Zach first, yeah. Andrew second, then Zach.
But we want to look at like a real underwater birth. So there's going to be some duty in the water.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be some blood.
Yeah.
Then this baby's going to come
then
out.
Then there's going to be a shark.
We got to read the label and see if you can even get these things wet first.
That's true.
I read
Jaws, by the way. I didn't even realize it was a book.
Oh, you know it's a book? Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
The only difference
guy
is,
that wrote the book wrote the screenplay, too.
Yeah, he did. He took the first stab at it.
His name? What was that guy's name?
Benchley? Something Benchley? Yeah. The only difference is in the book, Hooper, so Brody's wife, which was a bad time for me to read the book because it says the word Brody like 8 billion times. Brody's wife is like not from the area. Like people who live in the area and people who vacation in the area are like, there's a real class battle going on.
It's like the Cutters.
Yeah, so she's a vacationer. Brody's a seasoned veteran of the area. So there's like a class divide between them. So then Hooper... Brody's wife used to bone Hooper's older brother. So then she fucks Hooper. They have an affair.
What?
Yeah. And Brody's suspicious because like things aren't adding up. He's seeing his wife eyeing him. And then she sneaks off, porks Hooper.
Fucking Hooper.
In a motel. And Hooper, they have a real pervo conversation. They go out to lunch and he's like, oh, if you get me drunk, he's like, I start getting kind of crazy. And she's like, oh, really? And he starts like getting into like, what are your fantasies? And he starts like getting crazy with her. And he's like, I'm into threesomes, like all this shit. And like,
oh,
they start talking all this.
The old Hoop.
Yeah, Hooper. Who knew? And then
Hooper's going to fuck her in the pooper. And that's what they used to say in high school.
And then the mob was involved, kind of. The
really?
Mob was shaking down guys in the town, like the town leader.
Also, I mean, you have a book. You can go off tangents
I guess
a little.
Hollywood, the producer said, like, look, get rid of the romance stuff and get rid of the mafia. Otherwise, keep everything else.
Yeah.
Then the ending's way different. Brody,
don't spoil it. This is a shark die.
It's only a 50-year-old book. The shark dies, but it just, like, very anticlimactically dies from like the damage.
Oh, it's accumulated.
Gets like right close to Brody and then just like sinks.
Oh,
with Quinn.
Was it a good book?
Yeah, it was good. I liked
was it scary?
It was scary. I mean, obviously, you know everything that's gonna happen.
No, I know. It's just interesting in a non-visual sense.
Oh no, it's creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely creepy.
That's interesting.
They like really describe like because the guy, the author, like loved sharks and studied them like his whole life.
Yeah,
and so he would like really describe like the shark like. You know, stalking people from below and like all like it's like creepy.
You should read The Exorcist.
Yeah, I should. It could give me nightmares. Check it out.
It's a scary fucking story.
In Cape Cod, shark. I think great whites are like up some crazy amount.
Yes, that water.
And the seals. There's more seals than ever. So the sharks are coming. Some guy died.
Brody got Hooper.
Yeah, Hooper porked her.
I heard there's a lot of people were saying on the beach that day, Hooper porked her.
By the way, I looked in my my Wi-Fi. I was at home. My fucking wireless sucks. And I went to like all the router names, and one guy had Rotor. I barely knew her. This is his name.
That's funny.
Must live in a neighboring. It might be the people who have all the parties behind me.
What were we talking about just before Jaws?
Mr. Rogers?
No, like right. It's the conversation right before Jaws.
Gorillas? Oh, Blippi?
Oh, fuck. Okay, he's had something. No, I can't think of it.
Blippi the cat?
God damn
it. We should make Bushman a kid star.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm bushy.
Dude.
I'm bushy, yeah.
Kids, don't please don't smoke crack.
That's true.
This is a big one.
I like the way she accepts the dick.
Yeah.
Bush watches porno, teaching young kids how to get into it.
Yeah, he teaches kids the do's and don'ts of porno.
Don't go too far too fast.
Dude, I wonder if could do that with but turn it into like all this stuff. Kids, don't smoke crack, but then do other stuff.
Like do like a fake kid show where he thinks it's real, but you tell him like, don't, all right, now say don't smoke
watch
crack.
Watch this porno and show him how to watch a porno.
Oh, Aaron, I can't be doing this. Oh, okay, I'll do it. Like, Bush, come on. The kids are going to love it. You think? I know. Oh, yeah.
Hump the truck, Bush. Hump the truck,
made
Bush.
Fuck a bright yellow truck.
I can't. Okay, I do it. There's so many options that are out there for you.
Yeah. You can become a kid star, like Blippi. He sounds like a self-made star.
Dude, I get it. That guy's that guy.
Is he doing it all on his own?
Yeah.
Like, does he even have a camera?
He knew production. No, he was. Well, I mean, I think he would have, but he knew production, so he was editing. He knew how to make shit look good. Wow. That's the thing that he has that others don't. It looks good.
He's like Dillman. Looks good, and make it look dangerous, and the kids love it.
I love it.
And now he's a fucking billionaire.
Fuck yeah.
Until he gets.
Hooper fucked her.
Hooper fucked Brody's wife.
Hooper porked her.
He porked the wife, and she came home and was trying to fake like she had a headache, and Brody knew something was amiss. And he was calling that. Hooper's hotel because he was suspicious, and they're like, oh, yeah, he hasn't been here all day. And Hooper's like, oh, I was at the
He's
hotel.
He's like, let me smell your dick.
Yeah, he was suspicious. But then Hooper dies, and Brody doesn't really give a shit.
He's like, you're fucked. And he doesn't have any problem with the wife? I mean, it's a two-way street here.
Yeah.
Both parties are at fault.
And then the wife kind of realized that she was out of line and that she loved Brody and that she shouldn't have done it.
Well, a little late now, bitch.
Yeah. It was kind of reminded me of Abducted in Plain Sight. It was kind of like that relationship.
Which I think the movie nailed.
Because Brody...
the movie really nailed that part of it.
Chief Brody actually jerked Hooper off on the boat.
I heard the Brody was called the Bee.
Yeah, he was.
Just like from Plain Sight.
The Bee.
The Bee.
I actually just
bee.
Saw the woman from Abducted in Plain Sight. What was her name?
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's getting offered like these crazy roles now.
Really?
Like from, I don't know if people are watching, I guess.
Take the fucking roles. I hope she's taking the roles.
The Bee, though, the Bee's relatives might be.
I love. The Bee called me. He told me he loved her. I said, do you really love her, Bee? I mean, you're 47 and she's 16 yet.
Just made me feel so warm inside that the Bee told me I was beautiful.
I don't blame her. At all.
No, I'm
girl.
Talking about the mother saying she felt beautiful.
Oh, when the Bee fucked her. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, you made me feel warm and tingly.
Eight
and
months.
The guy was like, come on, it's just boy stuff.
No, it's just kid stuff. okay, Mr. Bee.
You want me to jerk you off, Bee?
Bee, here we go, Bee. I'm going to jerk you off.
Don't burn my business down now, Bee.
Oh, Bee, you told me you wouldn't burn my business down if I jerked you off.
Seriously,
and then you did.
One of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. That the damage.
My mom watched it.
What'd she think?
She's like, yeah, Bee, I'm fucking pretty nutty.
What'd she think of the Bee?
She thought the whole thing was, she was trying to wrap her head around
the
all
Bee's
of this.
Recordings were some of the craziest. Oh, so
also
creepy.
As like a mother, she was trying to wrap her head. I don't think she allowed it to seep into her head.
Yeah.
Because
no, it's as a parent, it's hard to fathom that anyone at any time in any place would allow any of this to happen.
Especially like old, like the age that she's at now. I don't think it was a good
Well, then you say, like, oh, it's a different time. But the neighbor knew enough to be like, hey, man, like, this is creepy. I don't want to be around this.
Yeah, it's fucking fucked up.
This guy's on a boat with a fucking, without her parents. This girl's like 10 years old.
Well,
how old she is.
B, she wanted to come work for you. And
well, she said she was going to Montana. And you know when she gets an idea,
so
B.
We bought her a plane ticket. And you take care of her now, B.
Father's like, I was so mad at my wife that I almost jerked another neighbor off.
Then I went straight over to the B's house and jerked him off.
I said, I'll show you, honey. I came home with jizz stuck in my arm hair.
Some days I would come home from work. I was so frustrated that I would go suck the bee's dick.
Mom, have you seen Abducted in Plain Sights? It's crazy. Even I'm in prison for maybe murdering, and I think it's crazy.
Have you seen Abducted?
It's crazy. It's about ab workouts. I'm going to start doing it.
I thought it was about ab workouts.
Don't you dare change it. You look good. Got a good body.
Mom, I'm in here with the bee.
Yeah. Yeah, the bee's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, bee killed himself.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. Scott likes him. Scott was friends with the bee.
The bee uses the ice machine for the wrong
We
purposes.
Call your brother Bobby B.
Yeah, for fucking beating women, he's crazy.
His internet search.
Dude, you see that fucking Stephen Avery? Did you see his case?
No, what happened?
They're going to hear. I think his appeal went through.
I heard the announcer from Karate Kid. What's this? We're going to hear Stephen Avery.
Stephen Avery's going to go to court? Stephen Avery's going to court.
They're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, dude. So I think they I think they accepted an appeal.
This lawyer, Catherine Zellner, she's not giving up without a fight.
Yeah, because she's like, I need to get on season three.
When she put her name on the whole thing, you know, like she's not going to let go.
Dude, this has only been a huge boom for her business, man.
Yeah, her name's everywhere.
I hope Stephen Avery gets out, but Brendan Dassey, they're like, no.
I think Stephen gets out and he fights Scott pay-per-view. I would pay $80.
Oh, you mean like the old school celebrity boxing?
I would pay $80.
I want him to see him fight Barb.
I would pay,
Mom, are you really fighting Stephen?
She'd have a cigarette in her mouth. Come on, come at me, Stephen.
She'd probably beat the fuck out of him.
I bet she would. She would like climb on his back like a monkey, like
bite,
claw on his eyes. You piece of shit! You get my son and my old man.
Scott's big guy. He's tall.
Is he?
He's got the reach.
He would keep his earring in though, and you could rip that mustache off.
Yeah, but he's a good looking guy. He's he's got a lot more to live for.
I ain't scared of you, Scott.
Steven's lady.
Dude,
lady broke his heart.
I worry that Scott might be cheating on Barb, just like. Brody's wife is with Hooper.
Well, he is the socialite of that family.
Scott porked her.
Scott grew up on the nice side of that town.
He might.
The good side of the tracks.
Do they have any kids together?
I don't know.
Barb, or are they all just with Peter?
I think, Peter.
Dude, all right, this is Peter from Brandon Dassey talking.
How's your car?
Yeah.
You ever get jealous of Scott?
Okay.
Okay. How are those birds you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to go on that show 60 days in because I'm already in here, so.
Yeah.
Can't do both.
I think you've been in there too long.
You can't do it.
You've been in there over 60 days, so you can't do it anymore. What's the statute of limitations on being in prison?
He's going to get transferred to fucking Scotty Maples' jail.
I would love to. I wish I could bum a ride to the prison with Scott, Barb, and Peter.
The three of them. Like
their conversations. And I think Scott the whole time is like, this retard was porking my wife.
He's like, I'm having trouble looking at you, Barb, after hearing this guy talk for 4 hours straight.
Barb, I can't believe you let Peter fuck you.
My stepson may be a murderer, but I'm more shocked that you had multiple children with this man.
This guy porked you several times.
I was young, all right, Peter? Don't judge me.
Tell you what, Peter can eat my pussy better than you, Scott.
Yeah, you won't even touch it. See, your mustache is allergic to it.
Yeah, I like eating your pussy. It's pretty good.
I'll still do it if that's on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, both of you, my pussy right now. Who does it better?
What if I had a threesome?
Hey, Peter, goddammit, get away from me.
Stop touching.
Stop fingering my asshole.
I'm a 5 out of 10 sexually. I like men and I like women.
I'm like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Both of you, fuck both my holes.
Yeah, who cares?
DP, hold on. We got a phone in Brandon from this. Wait, Bobby's looking at us through the window. He's beating a woman with a hammer, too. He said this isn't enough to get him off, so he's looking up women shot in the head and getting fucked.
The only way Bobby can come is if Peter and Scott fuck me. Well, Brandon listens on the prison phone
while a woman's tortured in the closet.
Yeah, okay, we got to do it.
I can only imagine what it takes for Bobby Dempsey to come.
Bobby's trying to get his wife pregnant, so that's what they have to do.
I can only imagine they need to bring in animals and torture them.
By the way, this is all allegedly.
Yeah, alleged. We do not know if this is a fact.
I bet he can fuck it like a slaughterhouse where he has that bolt gun just fucking hitting cows in the head with
it. No country for old Dassey. Just shooting.
That's like a porno to him.
One of the Dasseys should get in a porno, if not Barb.
Oh, Barb, Scott, Peter, dude, that's your porno.
Give the money. I can see Peter dressed up in like a pig outfit.
Mom, a lot of the guys in here have seen your porno and they really like it.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I stand behind it. Like Lethal Weapons.
I watched it too. It was pretty good.
Well, yeah, I was. I sent it to you.
I thought the plot dragged a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they said. But I was a first time director.
Yeah, they dragged my balls across their face.
Fuck. I can see Scott directing. What do you mean? He yelled into the phone.
I'll fight you right now, you son of a bitch.
Fucking, you were in there with Steven? He got to you, didn't he?
What if Steven, Barb, Peter? What if Peter and Steven just started a relationship?
They start fighting, and it's like a no cunt. Brokeback Mountain. They're like fighting, and they start making out. I'll kiss you. I don't care. And then Mama Avery.
Okay.
Mama Avery with her beautiful perm.
Oh, Mama Avery with her beautiful mustache. Oh, man. Well, they've got to be doing it. If this gets an appeal. By the way, did we talk about this last week with a... We should read the Ken Kratz.
I have that.
You have the text messages?
I have all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are insane, man.
Yeah, I have the whole exchange.
I just saw
Jerry
that.
Jerry McFly sent it over.
I just saw that.
It's from the infamous, I'm the hotshot lawyer. You're the sexy young nymph. But it's everything else, and he gets kind of crazy.
He's the guy. He's got the $350,000 house.
He gets aggressive. Very aggressive.
He should be shot.
He's a piece of shit. He should be shot
in the face. He should be shot in the dick.
I can't believe he still goes around doing media stuff.
I wouldn't show my face in fucking public.
If anybody, Scott, Barb's husband should attack. It's Kenny Kratz.
You would be great. Barb Dassey, Kenny Kratz porno.
Oh, I've come over to the other side.
Eat my pussy. Come on.
I'm representing Brandon Dassey now, even though I've been disbarred.
Yeah, I'm the hot nymph now. Here's the catch. You're the hot nymph. Kratz, come on, Kratz. Go fuck me good.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Undertaker.
Paul Bearer is his brother.
Paul Katzer.
Undertaker.
Yeah. What a cast of characters from that case alone. It's never going to happen. It was the perfect storm of retardation.
Just retarded enough, but not retarded too much.
That fucking state-appointed lawyer who's a cat man.
None of them were in wheelchairs. Yeah, you know, it was like just the perfect amount of handicapped that you can still make fun of.
I'm watching the Lorena Bobbitt thing on Amazon. Jordan Peele executive produced.
I started watching it, couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Real boring. And I was like, okay, she cut his dick off. Like he was leaving her.
It was a lot of abuse. He said he was leaving her. He's a real piece of shit.
I'm sure.
He like has all these shitty lies. Like, what? I didn't do that. And they keep saying, his lawyer basically says, he's not smart enough to know the complexity of a lie.
Was he a dad?
They say basically like he is, yes. And he just has like an earring and he's like.
He's seen better days.
Yeah. Yeah, Courtney's like, what? That's the same guy?
I know.
He loved the fact that he looked like Van Damme and would sign in a guest book at like a pool as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, my God. By the way, he didn't look like Van Damme
at all. No, he looked nothing like him. But he, like, as a young guy, was like, oh, yeah, I look like Van Damme.
Mark Ellis had Van Damme on his show.
Really?
Yeah, it was Mark Ellis and...
On the Schmoes?
And Christian Harloff and...
JCVD?
Who's the guy... lived in your
building. Josh McCuga.
Yeah, McCuga was there, and then a woman, I don't know who's...
Did they have Steven Seagal on?
And he asked him about like his movie and making it in Hollywood and any advice, and Van Damme went on this fucking... this, whatever you want to call it,
but it made no sense. They couldn't follow a fucking word of it. I don't know if he was high. I don't know what the fuck the deal was.
What did they say? Like, oh, great.
They're just, I mean, they were all there, like, just in awe of him, which, you know, you definitely would be. It's fucking Van Damme. But he made not a lick of sense.
Who made more sense? John Little on his last week's appearance?
I'm more behind John Little's stance on seatbelts and smoke detectors than I was on Jean-Claude Van Damme's advice to young people trying to make it.
Oh, before we get out of here, congrats to the mayor of Applebee's. I think I forgot. He got married. Remember, he invited us down to Mexico.
I know.
And congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Applebee's.
We tried to make it.
Nothing but happiness to the both of you. I hope you have some baby Applebee's if that's what you want. If you don't, then no pressure.
Yeah, I tried to make it, but I was having a new toilet installed.
I was working with Blippi.
No, we did get that. I mean, it'd be great if we did just show up down there. Hey, guys. And they're like, oh, we didn't think you guys
He's like,
would
I didn't
come.
Really. We didn't have
I
meals
didn't really
for you.
I think you guys were going to show up.
We have no room for you. We have nothing.
Oh, we're like, oh, this is all inclusive. But like, here's my bill for the airplane ticket.
They're like,
I didn't
no.
know. Do you write me a check? Give me cash for this? What's the deal?
And they're like, no. Like, where do we set up for the podcast? Like, oh, we didn't think you were going to perform. We do wedding podcasts. So if there's anyone out there who wants
it's the wedding
it
cast.
Costs you $4,000.
Yeah.
You have to fly us out and then another $4,000. To make us fly back. So it's $8,000 total.
You know, three words you'll never hear is Brandon fucked her.
Instead of Hooper?
Do you think that he fucked anybody before he went into jail?
You're saying he's a virgin? Could be. He could be.
I'm throwing it out there.
I think he could be. That's a good point. He very well could be.
Because that
but
girl.
He had the girlfriend, but she said he was too fat.
Yeah. I don't think he porked her.
Dad, I think he's gonna bork her.
I'm sure after she left, Bobby raped her.
What if there's some
allegedly. You know, these are. By the way, all of this is satirical talk.
What if you were dating a girl and she's like, "When I was in eighth grade, I had sex with this guy named Brandon."
You know, you super hot girl.
I'd be like,
"You
wait,
marry her."
I want to leave you, but I want to stay with you to get as much information about this as I can.
So, say you're with her for a long time. One night, you're sitting at home, you turn on Netflix, start watching Making a Murderer, and she's like, oh, hey, there's Brandon. And you're like, oh, I didn't know him. Oh,
I fucked him for a while.
We're dating, we fucked.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. I would be like, wait.
I'd probably go, I got to go out for pizza. I'll be back and just never come back.
I'd be like, you're serious? And they'd be like, how big was his dick?
What if it was huge and he fucked like a champ?
Does he keep the Jenkos on or off?
He unzips him, turns him into shorts, and then pulls him around his ankles.
Did he know where to put it? Like, did you have to coach him?
Yeah, he shouldn't use a laser pointer.
Okay. He just says, okay.
Right here? Does this work?
It's my belly button.
Brandon, you know how to fuck? I told you how to fuck. Come on. I'm in the room. Come on. Scott's got to go. Hurry up.
Dude, I watched this. Have you ever seen the movie Layer Cake?
No.
With Daniel Craig?
No.
That you know the actress Sienna Miller, she's in it.
Yeah,
dude, one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen. She doesn't, oddly enough, she doesn't look like she in real life. She doesn't look at all like she looks in the movie, but one of the hottest chicks in a movie I've ever seen.
So just her in that particular movie.
Yeah, I can't think of someone hotter in a movie. Unbelievable.
What about Lonnie Anderson?
Like, it blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God.
What about Lonnie Anderson in the movie The Toy? Those big old bazookas.
U.S.
It's U.S.
Was that Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah. Or no, was that not?
I don't know if it was or not. Wait, you better look it up. Was it?
Let's see.
U.S.
What percentage of our audience knows what the movie The Toy is?
72%. 28% of already stopped listening. The Toy, great food movie, extremely racist, extraordinarily racist.
You would never get away with that.
She had those big ass titties.
Let's see who that lady was
and see if she worked. I guarantee you whatever role she played was the same exact role. They're like, all right, we need a chick with huge tits.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, I don't think. Wasn't Lonnie Anderson on KRP Cincinnati or something?
I'm thinking of Louie Anderson's big old titties. That's her name's Teresa Ganzel.
How many credits did she have after The Toy?
Let's see here.
I'm going to say 27.
She has had several stereotype roles: ditzy, buxom, blonde bimbo.
How many credits
she got? She's worked in 2019.
How many credits total?
99.
Oh, this chick. Okay.
Did she still work?
She was like the 80s go-to bimbo.
Dude, she's worked steady.
Good for her. That's a lot of credits to accumulate.
She was a voice on Rugrats, for Christ's sakes.
For how many episodes? Like a lot or no, just one?
Looks like a few.
The sad thing is she's probably like a Yale drama school graduate.
She was in Good Burger.
Was she?
Yeah, she was a customer.
She played the burger buns. Yeah, I bet she's like a Yale drama school. That's what this town will do to like a legit talent.
Like, you got big boobs. Here
you just
put
say,
this on.
Instead of U.S., make it sound like you ass.
She was on Mr. Belvedere, 2 episodes, Bushman's Hero.
Oh, she probably sucked Mr. Belvedere's dick, and he just started crying.
She was a voice on the Smurfs for an episode. Additional voices.
Dude, I would love to have that credit. Like a 80s Smurf.
Dude, she's
voice.
Been on Alf. She's been on every show.
Dude, sounds like the 80s was her heyday.
What's Happening Now with Raj and Rerun? Night Court?
She's got a healthy resume. What was her 2019 credit?
It looked like a TV movie or something.
Oh. All right.
Let's get out of here.
Let's fucking wrap this
her
up.
Her second credit.
Jesus Christ.
Three's Company. 3 hour mark?
You know, we're way over.
4 hour mark?
5.5 hours.
Oh, shit. This is like Alex Jones. All right, everybody. Check out Beach Cops. Check out everything we got out there.
Check out DSI. Bet DSI DO101.
There'll be a new Matt Lynch shirt available very soon, everybody. Very soon.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Here we go. Let's get out of here.
Well, that's number one.